Welcome to a program. It's late night. How do I turn my... Hi, everybody. Welcome. I had to put my hoodie on tonight. It's a little chilly. First one of the year. First hoodie donning of the year, September 19th. Put it down in the books. Looks like you'll be able to keep your Hawaiian Airlines points and your Alaskan Airline points and switch them back and forth as needed. So, everybody who was worried, no need to worry anymore. You can fix it in post. Just to get to the recent Super Chat list later. Oh yeah, on our 24/7 channel, you can get on the recent Super Chat list. It looks like these two were going at it for some reason. These were all received hours ago. Wait until we introduce Super Tip leaderboards. Oh my God. Oh my God. Anyway, I've really blown up my spot lately and overextended my, gotten out over my skis, as Gino would say. I wake up this morning to a text. And when I say text, I mean any sort of direct message on any sort of communication platform. From none other than Rakeda Law. And this is like, you know, 8 a.m. my time. I'm brushing my eyes. I don't know why this guy... I assume he messages me because I hate Aaron. And, you know, the enemy of your enemy is your, I don't know, might be your new best friend. I'm interested in the house. That's what I'm trying to say. Can April get her Pert Plus out of there so I can move in? Anyway, because we're now best friends, we talked and talked and talked, and it went by so fast. It was almost like it was story time. I can't remember who was telling stories, but one of us was just telling, was regaling the other with laughter piece after laughter piece that I have promised not to reveal. And I have a reputation for not betraying people's trust like that. So I won't. But I'm not even going to kid you. I'm not going to bullshit you. From the first message to the last message that we shared as men, almost 6 hours. We talked for almost 6 hours. You know, not constantly, but back and forth for 6 hours. And, you know, I see Doom over there going like, cut the music out. You're ruining my clips. You're ruining my clips. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. This is my open. Almost 6 hours of just two men reaching out, holding hands, touching me, touching you. And I want Aaron to know that. I want Aaron to know that we talked about everything you can imagine we talked about. Every topic you can imagine we covered, we covered. Embarrassing things, funny things, inconsequential things. We laughed, we cried. Anyway, I want you to know that the men in your life, oh no, we've lost it. We've lost it. This is Doom's nightmare. He's like, great, now I got music. I got no video. This is a nightmare. We got nothing. Camera one. Camera two. Camera one. Camera two. I gotta give this computer to Donkey Lips. Nighttime, nobody likes onions, huh? We're doing it. Hit the like button. Tell a friend about it. You're gonna be glad you were here. And now Doom's like, good, cut it. Come back, do it clean. Tell the story like it's never been told before. Is this the DDoS? Is this the DDoS? Okay. So obviously we have to cut it. Obviously we just have to cut it. Oh no.
I'm just christening the KB voice.
Oh yeah, christen the KB voice. Christen the KB voice. This is the DDoS. Okay, well, we can't Doom clone. You know, you can't be doing all that. What's happening anything anymore with these men? They're all losing it. Okay, Doom, you work for me. You got to stop this. I mean, if you're going to make work for me like this, we're going to dock your pay. Every time you scroll, if you could see my dick. Face. Not dick. Definitely face. For sure. Anyway, I don't know what's going on, but Guru One's here, and that guy hasn't been seen since a coon's age. George, thanks for gifting a membership if this all fails. And Lewis, member for 12 months. Damn, you got me up at one. Let's do this. Another win for the toe. Let's do this. Another win for the toe. I'm not even kidding. We gotta go back. What? Whew. I gotta get one of those Intel graphics cards. It's an old school podcast. Yeah, I do like the old school radio look. I do like the old school radio look of this program. All right, the longer we put it off, the worse it's going to be, right? We just got to see. Okay, at worst here, I'm going to have to reboot completely. And at best, I'll just have to restart OBS. I have a feeling I'm going to have to reboot Windows, which could be a nightmare for my whole family.
The irony of this whole ordeal is that without Aaron, we might never have found each other.
Oh, baby, that's so true. But love is funny like that. Oh, my God. People get it. People get it. Hold on. We have a lot of lawyers in my chat. What stupid is happening now? Hey! Do we like uncivil law? I don't even know if we like this guy. Why don't the lawyers like me? I need all the lawyers on my side. Okay, we are going to try to restart this. I do apologize. If you think this show needs better equipment, you're right. You are right. So keep sending in your giftage or...
Taking a page out of the old steel toe handbook using hack radio games like Super Tip leaderboards. another win for the toe.
I never claimed to be too good for it. There's no article for me from 10 years ago. Anyway, all right. The more I put this off, the more ridiculous this is. All right, I could be back in 1.5 minutes. But I could also be back in 3 minutes. Windows starts pretty quick. So, sorry. Chill about it, okay? Do I have some sort of logo or something we can put on the screen? A real pro, a real guy who had like a real show. would like, nothing, you know? Logo. What does that do? All right, well, there you go. Well, there you go. You learn something about your show every goddamn day. All right, well, try to... Okay, please. Please. If you want to buy this show, email me. For real. It's available. Okay, see? That's the airport code for Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Okay, look, so it wasn't that hard. We did it. Took a couple minutes. We got through it. Everyone's chill. No one needs to yell. We're all back. We're all front. Okay, anyway, sorry about that. I don't know what, it just in the middle of everything, it just decided to shit the bed, hiccup, if you were. Anyway, look, clickbait, clickbait, clickbait. I can't share any of the details of Arcada and I's conversation. Other than to say it was extensive, and I'm excited about the details that will surely come to light in the future. It's certain to be entertaining for us for a long, long time. Doom says, so a recap? Nope, nope. I shan't do it clean. For any of you, too bad, too bad. This is my exclusive, and it's all for me. Okay, anyway, the point is, you know, I don't know. He's a human. I'm listening to him talk. We're talking. There's obviously some level of trust, or maybe he's testing me, you know? But either way, I'm not gonna betray that. And I would want someone to do that if I were in that position. And I give the same courtesy to like strangers who email me information. So why wouldn't I give, you know? And I even was like fangirling out and like asking questions. Personal, look, again, I won't say what he answered and how he answered it, but again, I was enthralled all day with things the man was saying, and I just kept asking questions that have nothing to do with the court case and everything to do with Aaron Imholt. And, yeah, so look, it was good, and, you know, it is what it is. Aaron wasn't on today, as everybody knows. Aaron was in court. He had court. Court. Everything's a win, you know? Like, it's a privilege for him to go to court and defend his felonies. It's just a quick little thing I have to pop in and do a court thing. Now, look, Moody's adamant before the show. I was on the Discord. Discord.gg/NLO. Come join us over there. Chat with other people about things going on with the program. And if not, hit the like button. Tell a friend about it. Hit the subscribe. Hit the bell. If you don't, go to hell. Okay, we're not here to hold your hand, bitch. Why aren't we nice to people here? Well, look into that. Look into that. Why aren't we nice to people around here? Somebody form an exploratory committee. Chip Galloway, member for 18 months. I like the color of that hoodie brand. Thank you. I mean, who knows? Gap? Who fucking knows? Whatever the mall had that would fit me. Whatever Nordstrom Rack had. Whatever JCPenney's was, whatever the Dillard's has. As if I could even crane my neck around to look at it. We just rip it. It's a hoodie. It's a pretty basic looking mustard colored hoodie. So just like get one. Big and Tall brand. Nah, it's definitely like, I'm trying to think. Who even knows? I'm trying to think where it's from, actually. Anyway, the point is, what was the point? Where were we going with that before I was distracted by this bullshit hoodie talk? Citizen M says, who's also a member for 18 months, neck and neck with Chip Galloway. I'm willing to switch teams from Steel Toe and Light, or sorry, and fight on the side of Arcata Law if Nickel endorsed Mike Redbar as a genuinely cool person. Redbar has been watching this all. I thought he was almost dead or something. Where's Goldfolds when you need him? For the lore. I thought he was almost dead or something. I thought we were to believe. So anyway, I talked to a couple lawyers. Moody seems to believe they made no attempt at having this dismissed. I just think is, look, they may have behind closed doors, right? But I also think his lawyer would probably advise him, like, there's no way this is getting dismissed. The best we can hope for is to have the felony. You know, we get it, you know, pled down to some sort of a just the misdemeanor. But I've read all the consensus. Well, at least I've read a couple threads on Reddit. And talked to three lawyers today. And they almost all have the same consensus that, and I'm trying to match this up with the timeline of what we've seen Aaron Imholt do on a show. When Aaron said on a show that like he got good news from his lawyer today or whatever, I think that was a plea offer from the state. All the attorneys I spoke to today seemed to agree. Right before this hearing, he would have been offered a plea offer. That plea offer would have probably taken jail off the table if he pled guilty to the felony. And any sort of felony charge obviously is not a desired outcome for anybody. This would definitely fuck up if he is involved in any kind of way with the Ricada April stuff. If he's like state witness or was the, you know, and it ends up coming out that he had more involvement in this than we even know right now, this could fuck all that up. So from what I understand, they basically haven't been able to come to an agreement because Aaron won't accept the felony. And they've essentially kicked this can down the road. Good thing he had steel toes to do it with. But so basically this gives them another 2 months almost to come to some sort of agreement. Some of the speculation I've heard, this is the opinion of some people, that part of the deal that they're making requires Aaron to do some sort of counseling or rehabilitative therapy of some sort. I don't even know what you would call it. Whatever the equivalent of the NA stuff that he was doing. Again, like, you know, it was always speculation. The reason he was doing NA or sorry, Al-Anon even, was because we think when he turned, we think he turned the Ricadas in April in. And we think the vector of attack with which he used to do that was telling educators or pastors or somebody that the children were in danger to escalate this and make it more of a priority for law enforcement. And if Aaron was involved in that, then perhaps part of his deal was he would have to go attend some of these classes. He would have to start taking counseling. Remember, he did all this very early on when April left. It's almost like the minute she left, he fucking turned on her and like went after her. It's what it seems like. But regardless of that, you know, now imagine that the reason they've kicked this can down the road to this December 11th hearing, for those people who don't know, he pled not guilty to the misdemeanor. He pled not guilty to the felony today. And now they've got to come back for some other hearing on December 11th. But essentially, they have all this time to still solidify some sort of deal so that this doesn't go to trial. If they show up December 11th and don't have a deal in place, this does go to trial. And the reason they don't have a deal in place today, they should have had a deal in place today in any normal case. But the reason they didn't have a deal in place today is because the state is not going to bend. The state has this guy. He committed this crime on, you know, allegedly on his show. And they've just got him. And they're not going to bend on it. And every lawyer I talked to and everything I read today, my betties, he pleads to the misdemeanor. Says on civil law, everybody I've talked to today said they're not going to let go of either jail time or the felony. He will have to do one or the other. If it's 30 days for a slap on the wrist, he'll have to do it. But from what I've heard, the state is not going to relent on either jail time or the felony. So if he pleads it down, and that would make sense almost. That would make sense. Think about this. He was so happy. He said he got good news on Monday. If I believe that's when the show was. If the good news was this offer, and let's say the offer was 30 days in jail, 60 days in jail, or the felony charge, you know, and probation or something like that. It's a no-brainer he's going to accept the jail time, right? Like, you don't want a felony on your shit. The way he's been acting, doesn't it make sense? The way he's been acting, it's been very Hail Mary-ish, no? This, like, if I'm going down, if Steel Toe's going down, I'll take everybody with me. I don't give a fuck. Hello?
How are they going to prove this case up?
How are they going to what?
How are they going to prove the case up?
What do you mean?
How they, without testimony from Gino, how are they going to prove him guilty? We don't even know what the picture looks like.
I don't know. You don't think they have it?
I talked to a DA friend of mine. I'm an attorney here in L.A., I talked to a DA. I said, hey, if you subpoena the phone records, the texts from the phone company, do you automatically get the picture? He says, no. He says, sometimes, sometimes not. Sometimes it's half the message. You never know. And he probably has a shitty, cheap service. He probably doesn't even have a good, probably has a Metro, whatever.
Well, that's watertight speculation, sir.
How are they going to prove it?
I don't know. I don't work for them. You're the lawyer. You tell me. How would they prove it?
I'm telling you, unless Gino comes and testifies, I don't see how they can prove it. He has
Gino
a right.
Here's the thing. Let's say, obviously, Kayla has the picture, right?
How are we going to know what picture was sent?
Hold on. Obviously, Kayla has the picture, right?
Obviously, Kayla has the picture.
So, when they called
how
Gino,
do we know that?
When they call, because she's the one who sent it to Aaron.
No, Aaron took a picture of her. Well, I don't know. Maybe she did send it to Aaron.
No, it got sent to him in the Signal app. Yeah, you're right. You're not sure. You're fired.
We don't even know what the picture looks like. How are you going
to
convict
them? Why don't you let me talk? I've tried to tell you four times, but you seem to know it all. Even though you're not sure.
Okay, go ahead.
Shit. Okay. Gino and Keanu said that when the detective called them, part of the lengthy interview that they went over with them about this entire incident was making them both describe the photo, what was in the photo, and Kayla has the photo. So if she provides the photo to the police and it matches said description, would that not be admissible in court?
No, it doesn't work like that. First of all, nothing that Gino said to the police is admissible. It's all hearsay. It's an out-of-court statement being offered for the truth.
It's not hearsay.
Now, if Gino were to get on the witness stand, let me finish, please. If Gino were to get on the witness stand and say something different than what he told the police, then the police can get up on the stand and say, hey, he told us something completely different. But if you're on that jury, Patrick, if you're on that jury, you're going to vote guilty. And you haven't even seen the picture?
You think it's hearsay for
Gino? You haven't even
Gino?
Heard testimony from Gino?
You think it's hearsay for Gino to tell what picture he received in a video?
Absolutely. There's no hearsay rule exception. He's not. It's not an admission by a party deponent. Gino's not a defendant. See, normally when a defendant says something or makes any statement against their interest, it comes right in. It's a hearsay rule exception. So we have different rules that will allow hearsay in. Gino doesn't fit any of those exceptions.
Okay, I don't know. You're the lawyer.
I mean, I've done 100.
Yeah,
I've done 100 trials for verdict.
I tip my hat.
I'm just saying it's not a slam dunk case. That's my point.
I never said it was.
But just to make sure that I'm clear on this, if they can subpoena the phone records and it does clearly show the picture, then, yeah, he is screwed, 100%.
Okay, well, then I don't know why we're even guessing. Why don't we just wait and see?
Right, well, we'll know based on discovery.
I mean,
they're going to have to turn it over in discovery.
They would have had a deal today, though. If the state didn't really think they had a great case, they would have had a deal today.
No, I disagree. These cases take forever. Cases take forever. Could take 6 months. Go back 3-4 times for a setting. At least in California.
Yeah, California sucks.
Yeah. Okay, I love the show. Bye.
All right, bye. We got a lot of lawyers with a lot of opinions out here in these streets. James Bomber, hang on this guy. Hang up, Patrick. This guy is a cock. A cock? Seems rude. Mr. Nobody, member for 17 months, remember, as men, every tip you tip to tip with means you tip to tip with all their tip to tip partners. Fuck. Fuck. Hello?
How are you going to prove this case up? Who fucking says that? What a fucking retard. Is that some sort of insider lawyer talk? How you can move his case up?
Okay, well, that was it. How you gonna prove this case up? How you gonna beat this queso? How you gonna beat this queso? Anyway, from what I hear, He's probably going to have to get a felony or jail time. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he gets a larger sentence, you know, stayed, just like his 90-day sentence that was stayed. It's another theory being bandied about that he'll get 365 days in prison, stayed for a year, where he has to stay out of trouble and not mention, you know, either way, there's probably going to be another HRO on Kayla that comes out of this. And then again, you know, if I'm Aaron, I got my head down the railroad tracks to civil litigation town. I got my head down the railroad tracks to April might be levying up some sort of something or other. Aaron's whistling Dixie. Aaron's acting like he's having a grand old time. Very, very odd to me. Speculating today, what will it take? What will it take to like humble this guy in any kind of way? You know? Because he, like, again, for whatever you want to say, you know? I don't know. I don't know Kayla Ricada's history. I don't know if she's published photos like that before. You know? Everybody says everything about everyone now. You can't believe any. I have no fucking clue. And by the way, to all the fucking obvious, you know, Ricada A-logs that'll come over here and start jumping up and down in my backyard. I don't give a shit. You got the wrong guy. And, you know, again, I don't know Nick. I'm not a Nick A-log. I take people kind of at face value. I let them kind of show me who they are over time and whatnot. So, like, you know. Maybe, to all the Nick A-logs, maybe he's worse than Aaron. I don't know. I don't think so. But, you know, everybody thinks their dog should win the fair. Do dogs win fairs? But, so, like, look, and you could argue, if you want to argue that Nick has ruined his family, let's just take that argument. Yeah, that's one family. But there's a wake of families. You know what? Let me say this. I want you to really rattle this around the cabeza. It's my French. I'm a nobody podcaster. I'm a loser podcaster, fat dork who's not connected to any of this. But I saw Aaron Imholt in February, March of last year, and I go, this guy ain't right. This guy ain't right. And I'm going to be watching. I'm going to be watching. So I started watching him, and boy, oh boy, I started creepy crawling under his skin. I got to where he keeps the heart of his security, and ate it out. Hello.
I'm done with it. Yeah, just give Aaron the electric chair and be done with it, all right?
Okay, well, it's not up to me. You're calling me, telling me how I should surprise him, you know? We're giving you the chair. Guess what? They're not going to let me pop out and yell the punishment. What the fuck were we talking about? These callers get me so off, you know? They get me thinking about weird shit. I get people call in and start talking about the electric chair, and then I start thinking about the electric chair, and then I start thinking about the movie The Green Mile. Hello?
I think it's fair to say that the video where Aaron is on with Gino and talks about the picture that has been sent is a pretty decent piece of evidence. Would you say so?
The beautiful part about it is that they're descriptive of the photo in it. You know, Gino admits that her face was in it. They're clearly discovering the tattoo on her breast. And all that's in the video clip. All that's in the fucking video clip. So it's like, you know, I don't know how you defend it. It seems like they have a pretty strong case. Aaron has a track record for wanting to antagonize and harass individuals. It's hard to argue the intent wasn't to harass her when he has a history of being fired from a radio station for harassing a woman. He has a current untenable relationship with his second ex-wife, who has in documents submitted to the court agreed that he's a monster, accused him of physical assault on multiple occasions, and commiserated about the trapped feeling she has being in a marriage with a guy who only loves himself and will never change. This is all in texts, in a court document. He has a harassing restraining order from his first ex-wife that he has violated and pled guilty to the violation. It's just like, you know what I mean? It's like, it ain't nothing. This is the guy, by the way, screaming, "Where there's smoke, there's fire." It's like, what about where there's a mushroom cloud? Is there any fire there? So it's wild to me. I don't know. Look, I know nothing about the law. It would seem plausible to me that he probably, if he's accepting some plea deal that's jail or felony, and he knows he's going to jail, he would burn it to the ground. I can just see him doing it. He even mumbled under his breath the other day, "Gotta keep this going for another month or so." It's like, why would he say that? Now, you could say, well, that's when he's going to get the job back on the radio again. He'll have a salary, steady income. He'll be able to lower the goal. I just don't know. We all sit around and speculate on what he makes, and it's almost impossible to really know. We know for a fact he's faked PayPal donations from people like Sketty Tooth John and Brad Thacker. He does it just to, like, troll and irritate people. Like, Sketty Tooth John will be in his chat giving him shit, and he'll go, "Oh, wow, $200 from Sketty Tooth John on PayPal. Amazing. Thank you, Sketty. I forgive you." And then if you're just watching the show casually or listening even, you're going, "Oh, okay, Sketty Tooth John's cool with Steel Toe." Now, not only is he annoying Sketty Tooth John, who's losing her mind going, "I didn't do that, I didn't do that," if she's not banned yet, but it wins over the goodwill of everyone else. You know, he does this with Citizen M all the fucking time. It's just exhausting. He'll spurg out about Citizen M, and then a day later be like, "Citizen M has my back. He gets it." And it's like, well, which is it? Do you like Citizen M or hate Citizen M? I don't know. It's a tough life to live, I think. Thank you for whatever that is. I don't even know, Johnson Esquire. Is this another lawyer? Too many of them, really. Pell L, no brainer. He had such fun in the jail before. Oh yeah, he's gonna love it. I just think he knows. He knows something feels different. 2:28 a.m. East Coast. Holler. Yeah, something just feels different, man. I don't know. Something's happening. 50 Enzo, member for 16 months. I miss the days you did the live stream sniping. Bring it back. Nobody wants to get up that early. You know, it's 2 hours earlier for me. So it's literally like I got to start sniping him at, what the fuck time is it? 4 a.m. my time? Ugh. Hello?
Patrick, do me a favor. Ask Nick the next time you talk to him. Can I come to the victory party?
What's the victory party?
When he's done, when this whole thing gets wrapped up and movie gets shown that he set this whole thing in motion and everybody gets vindicated, there's going to be a rave, I heard, at Ricada's house, and I want to go.
Yeah, I'll see. I'll see if I get a plus one.
By the way, this is James Baumer, and you do pronounce it right. Thank you, sir.
James Baumer. This guy fucks. This guy fucks. Johnson Esquire, how do I call in? They could kick this to federal. Okay. Now we're just being crazy. How do I call in? They could kick this to federal. Oh, wait. What's this one? Kip Smith. Do they say her name in the video? If not, I think inadmissible. Well, they were clearly talking about Kayla. Like, if you go back in context, they were talking about Kayla. So, again, I know we're all experts. I mean, we've all thought of something nobody else has thought of. Dude, I just thought of something. What if they don't say Kayla's name? You know, here's the deal. The prosecution, from what I understand, couldn't have ended it today without a plea deal they put forward being accepted. Aaron could have ended it today by accepting the plea deal. He didn't. And has chosen to draw this out. Why he's chosen to do that, if it's related to another case, I don't know. But it'll be interesting to see what occurred. I mean, I don't know what's going on. I don't even know what's going on with the Ricada case. I think something happens the beginning of October. But, you know, it's such a serious case. I imagine that has so many little steps and hurdles that have to be cleared. It'll be next year. Hello? Hello?
Yes.
Oh, am I interrupting you? Yeah.
No, I was trying to mute so that I didn't overtake you on the stream. Hey, I just wanted to say I heard you talking on the stream the other day about your boy Vito there. You talked to him about painting for Hackamania. Have you seen he's going crazy on the internet acting like a spurg?
No.
Yeah, you should look into it, man. He's kind of acting a lot like some of these other lolcows going around. Dick doesn't really know how to act with him anymore and stuff. Getting kind of funny.
Hold on. Dick and Vito are having a falling out?
A little bit, yeah. They kind of like went spurging nuts on the last biggest problem. It even came into Dick's show. Vito called in. Him and Sean were kind of going back and forth a little bit. It's all over this Titsman Salad and this other guy that they do stuff with or whatever threatened to go to Vito's house, and Vito started spurging out about it on the internet. He's been doing it now for like 3 weeks.
I can't get involved in that. I don't want to be involved in that.
Okay, well, that's cool, because I might have to start clipping that up a little bit.
I like to dangle my feet in the pool of dysfunction. This is you got to anchor yourself. It's too much.
Thanks for your time, man. Enjoy
Thank
the show.
Thank you for listening. Tell a friend and gift a basket of summer sausage and fine cheeses. Okay, we got a lot of mersh tonight, and we got. So I guess Steel Toe got four goals in a row, and he doesn't know what to do when he gets his goals met. He doesn't like know how to do a show without. It's almost like, you know, I never really thought about this unless I did. It's almost like he replaced commercial breaks. You know, remember when that article, his old boss said something like, to talk for 3 or 4 hours, that's a talent. It's like uninterrupted, maybe, to captivate people for 3 or 4 hours with your oration might be a talent. But on radio, you got to remember, every 8 to 11 minutes, these guys get a break. These guys get a you know, cigarette break, a shit break. Even just talk radio. Like, there is an ad break every, you know, depending on how your station does it. Maybe they do their big ad breaks on the half hours. They do a little ad break, a couple little ad breaks in between, 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes, something like that. But they always get breaks. And I think that's why Aaron might have difficulty when it comes to, like, not knowing what to do when he doesn't have to beg for the goal, because he needs those little interstitial moments that, like, relieve some of the tension between stories. Anyway, we got Real Media Player doing a clip of Aaron trying to do a show last night where he decided he was just going to stream the movie Con Air in its entirety, as if... Now, look, I don't know how much he got through, but there's no way he got through that whole movie. There's no way he didn't run out of gas watching this movie, no?
I'll never be able to get the stink of Aaron off me, no matter how much Summer's Eve I use. I can't get the sight of Aaron bent over with Nick piping him down.
Oh, God. What dreams may come, huh? This is Aaron trying to show the movie Con Air to his listeners, and it goes about as well as any sort of steel toe. Now, I can't really speak. I had a lot of technical issues this evening, but you watch. I want to play. Just kidding. Here we go.
Media player.
Oh, no, he's not a steel toe fan.
Because you have to get the internet. There's no getting the internet. They get to.
Who has to get the internet? I got the internet going. We know.
It's your guys' reward for smacking everybody around and knocking out everything for the week. The week is.
Nick Riccata's seen his penis. That's wild. And that's only, we only know that because Aaron's told us that they like sword fought in the kitchen. They would challenge each other over bowls of SpaghettiOs. Who gets the first bowl? I don't know. Helicopter off. And then they would go.
Done. I'm really sorry. If you came here to dislike Steel Toe, it's nothing but good vibes here.
In the intro music to your show, should you, like, every day, should you be addressing the haters? Every day, should you kick your show off with, let me tell you something, if you're here to make fun of us and say what?
In fact, we had one hater write us in the Toe Boys page today. He said, I was a hater from day one, and I tap out. You win. You're indestructible. At least he knows.
What's coming that we don't know about? He knows something we don't know for sure. But what? He's indestructible? Has he forgotten this isn't wrestling? Has he forgotten this isn't a game? This isn't funny. This isn't cute. There is a victim on the other end of this. You could argue there's several victims on the other end of this. We got a guy who's so hated. You know, Moody put this very eloquently, but you know, I got Balin emailing me. I got Nick Riccata reaching out to me in DMs. I literally have Aaron Imholtz, three last women. I have the three last women's husbands emailing me. Get it? Because April and Kayla's husband is Nick now. The Devil's Triangle. It's fucking insane. I got Balin Greyjoy. I'm sorry, Balin. I got Balin LaRue reaching out to me, asking me, could I please get Aaron? Could I stop talking about Aaron's kids so he'll stop talking about his kids? As if people don't know, the only reason we talk about Aaron's kids is because he's talking about his kids. He names his kids, so we name his kids. He talks about his kids, so we talk about his kids. And then he Darvos the fuck out of the situation and tries to make it like, oh my God, why would they name my kids and bring up my kids and put up pictures of my kids? It's like, didn't you do all that first? Yeah, but still. We watched him do a thing where he's like, I have a rule early on. It was my rule. Never put up pictures of my... Well, you did. You did. To rub it into Nick. To rub it into... I don't even know who. April? She didn't even come say goodbye to those kids. Nobody knows how to talk to your retarded boy. Okay, sorry. Sorry, Louie. Here's a pet lollipop to talk to. Yes, those are googly eyes. Go name it in the corner. Go name it, Louie. Go name it in the corner. We do it because it drives you nuts. Everybody wants to know why we do it, because it drives you nuts. No amount of me doing it will make me guilty of a crime, and no amount of you spiraling out of control about it is going to make Ashley... Imagine what it took for Ashley to sit Balin down and be like, do something! I don't know. Try to email him. I hear he's reasonable. I am. Kind of. He gets to use his kids as a shield. And by the way, can we do this? By the way, everyone keeps acting like I'm like after his kids or looking into his kids or stalking his kids. We'll watch the Mersh clip later where Mersh accuses me of stalking his children. I don't even know that. You think I know anything about his kids, you fucking idiots? I know their names are Charlotte, Louie, and Gooey. I know what you know. I don't know where they go to school or what time they get off the bus. I know this. Their biggest enemy is their father. Their mother is worried about their future. Their mother is worried about if their friends start Googling their names and their father comes up. What does your daddy do for a living? The goal. He the goals. He primarily the goals and occasionally overtimes. Usually if he takes a day off from goaling, he'll also forego the overtime. But generally, the goal does come in eventually, and he's able to overtime, and the crowd goes wild. What is your dad to gynecologist? Different kind of goal, though. Because the clit.
At least he knows. Seethe it up. All right.
Okay, so again, like every autistic we know, he's got to show off his drink. He's got a giant Bloody Mary in one of his tard goblets. I can't even.
One hater write us in the Toeboys page today. He said, I was a hater from day one, and I tap out. You win. You're indestructible. At least he knows. At least he knows.
The sign of a retard showing off their tard goblet is when they have to grab the bottom. He does this with his sippy cup. He does this with everything. He has to grab the bottom of it to show it off. It gets cut. You got to catch it. There it is. How's my drink look in the camera? How's my cool drink look in the camera?
Seethe it up. All right. We've got a Con Air watch along tonight. I also have to create a little more seething. I hate doing this. I hate doing it to you guys, but you set yourself up for it.
That we do. That we do. Go ahead, Aaron. Give us our lumps.
Those of you who are saying, have fun in court, blah, blah, I will. I get a day off tomorrow. I might go golfing in Albany. I got a free pass to go golfing in Albany.
Why does he keep his free pass to go golfing down at his desk in the basement? You know, if you had a free pass to go golfing, wouldn't you keep it in the glove compartment, center console, your wallet? I don't know, somewhere you might want to use it on the fly. He's like, I'll bring this down to the studio. The fans are going to want to see it. The fans are going to, they're going to be like, Aaron, you don't have an Albany golf course free pass, and I'll be able to hold it up. I'll be able to show them. I do. I do have a free pass for the what's it? Hold on. Is that the Real Roots Calhoun in my chat? Holy shit.
YOLO!
Roots Calhoun. We want to hear the song, buddy. We want to hear the song. We're sorry that, what was it? Raccoons circled your car in your driveway and you couldn't make it out to the anniversary. Roots, say it ain't so. The lyric sheet was grasped out of your hands by a rogue hawk. And you had to smack it away with the only backup copy, shredding it to bits on the ground beneath your Mini Cooper. Why didn't you sing the song at the anniversary show, Roots? Why did you and the other Aristocats let the toe down? Roots Calhoun? Hobo chili recipe. Roots Calhoun. And the mess. Roots, I'll pay top dollar for some of these. Roots Calhoun, Aristocats, hobo chili in precipice. Text messages. You guys were in a group text group. If you got some text messages of Aaron holding court, holy shit. Holy shit. I want them. Name your price.
I don't know if you guys just don't know about the process. I can educate you. It's going to be 5 or 10 minutes long.
He's always like, yeah, it's going to be great. I love court. It's going to be a nice day off. It's going to be chill. Facing up to my felonies.
It's going
to
be simple. In and out. I'll be done quick. So, cheers. We're going to watch some Con Air tonight because this audience knocked out everything for the week. I'm very excited. Sorry about your damn luck, boys and girls.
Why does him making money mean I have bad luck?
See the way? No problem.
I see the way. Okay, I can't really. I
have to leave YouTube, though, because we're going to do a movie watch along. We're going to be watching Con Air over on Rumble. So come on over and join us. Have some fun with us. If you're coming over to just cry in your own tit milk.
What? Why would I need to come to your house to do that?
Don't bother. We're going to.
Guys, if you're going to come cry in your tit milk at my show. I want everybody who hates me over here crying in their tit milk.
We're going to be having fun and it's going to make you more mad.
You're going to hate to see me having fun. Seethe, 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 boys and girls.
Love you guys. Come on over. Rumble link is in the chat. Check it out. We're going to watch some Con Air. Yeah, see, look at that. I already got him going. Got him.
God, I'm good at this.
I'm the best fucking heel in the business.
I'm the best heel in the business.
I'm the man. I'm the fucking man.
I'm the man.
All right, guys. Let's get out of here. We're going to go watch a 90s movie classic over on Rumble. Con Air, the audience asked for it. They paid for it. They hit the quad yesterday, almost knocked out the Quint.
Dude, the Quint is so lucky. He almost got knocked out.
We're going to go watch Connor. We're going to comment on it, but we're not going to pause it. We're going to play the whole thing through 2 hours. All of your Rumble rants will be read. You leave Rumble rants, we'll read them during the movie.
We have to. Unless it's bad, and then it has to be at least $20. Remember, the new rule.
Everybody's quoting Con Air. Everybody's ready to see Cyrus the Virus. Let's get over there. If you're on YouTube, click the link. Come on over. We'll see you in a little bit. Bye.
I brought my little girl a bunny rabbit.
I love how mad I make them.
Who? Who? I'm not watching. Who? Who are you making mad? It'd be like me doing my whole show. Who's somebody who hates me in the chat? Where are all the idiots? I can't even think of one, actually, right now. Come on, Sam V. Who's one of the guy who hates me? Be like me doing my whole show to that guy. Like, God, I hate how mad I make Sam V. Oh, my God. Did you guys see Sam V losing it on me today? God, I made him do that. Oh, God. Yeah, and Sam V's saying this about me now. Oh, Goldfold. Yeah, Do you understand what it takes to make me think you hate me? Goldfold hands me dollars every day. He can't genuinely not like the program, right? He can't be that retarded. Terbs McGurk? Do these guys hate me? I don't even know. Kush King? Thought these guys liked me. Do you see I'm buried in the sand? I almost said buried in the head my sand is. Buried in the sand my head be. God, I hate how mad I make them. Okay, buddy.
Get over there. If you're on YouTube, click the link. Come on over. We'll see you in a little bit. Bye. I love how mad I make them.
It's just like, again, the saddest thing in the world to me is a man soothing himself with what he knows is a lie. Like, we don't stop giggling like girls over here. Like, I honestly, his insanity brings me so much joy. I laugh so hard. So hard.
It's a lot of fun. Are we making them mad over on the Rumble side yet?
Totally. They're spurging their nergs out.
Oh, no, they're just happy. They're just happy. Oh, God damn it. You guys are just happy over here. Son of a bitch. All right, so we've got Connor Duckling with $10 says, can I be a mod? Yes, you're a mod. Are you guys ready? Let's not waste any time.
Your fairy godmother grants it.
My chat up over on the left. I've got Con Air ready on the right. Let's go ahead and watch one of my favorite easy watch corny movies. We got The Bloody.
Fuck yeah. There's nothing I like on a Wednesday night like a Bloody Mary in a movie. There's nothing I like on a Wednesday night like seeing a plane and drinking some tomato juice.
We've got Con Air.
How does this not give him acid reflux? I love tomato juice. I love spices. You're going to watch him lick the salt off the rim.
Grab yourself a beverage. This spicy Chipotle Bloody Mary mix, by the way.
Ooh! Your boy didn't do too bad, did he?
Oh, boy. You get to the bottom of this, even stirred up, even when you shake it well and everything. Boy, does that have a kick.
How does he do that with his teeth? How does he do that with his bottom jaw? Just slide that row of teeth over as if to make room for a new set. Boy, that's got a kick. Why does he always look like he's mid-shit? He always looks like he's really eking one out. And Verkada used to just stare at his dick in the kitchen. Huh. Wow, Nick. Wow, how come that didn't come out at story time? When you would just stare at his hog while he microwaved the spaghetti O's? His teeth upset me. He should start a goal for some sort of dental work. Does Steel Toe not have dental?
All right, guys, ready? Let me put myself down in the lower.
He keeps saying it wasn't in the kitchen. We don't believe you, Nick. We don't believe you. We know. We know it's the hottest room in the house. You probably stared into each other's eyes while you slammed each other's thick, juicy hogs into the child-safe cabinets. You fucking pigs. Each click of the gate just tightening it harder and harder around your fucking uncut, giant anaconda cocks. Just glistening in the kitchen in the fluorescent light.
Or left corner. May make myself smaller tonight. Let's see what it looks
like. Tonight all you want. We know.
Looks like total full screen. Let's fire it up.
Show the body cam footage. Okay.
Love this movie. It needs very little introduction. Ladies and gentlemen, Con Air.
This is so good. I love how right before he presents something, he goes into his stupid faux radio announcer voice. Ladies and gentlemen, Con Air.
Introduction. Ladies and gentlemen, Con Air. Uh-oh, does it not?
Oh.
I thought this might happen.
And I prepared not for it.
If you're streaming, Hulu doesn't play. Okay.
He doesn't understand copyright protection.
Don't worry. I had a backup for this.
Don't worry. Let me get a sip of my bloody and show you that my backup also has thought about this.
Don't worry about it. I just got to go back to the other one.
I don't see Rakeda denying it now. You notice that? Matter of fact, there were no SpaghettiOs. It was just gay code.
Well, shit. Hulu has that hard and fast rule. We can either watch this on the Roku channel or we can watch this on my Amazon Prime Video. Either one.
SpaghettiOs was just a hemorrhoidal O-ring in someone's asshole. We're not going to mention who. We're not going to mention who.
There we go. And.
And.
Remember me, sign in, and we'll be good to go here. Just a little bit of a delay, folks. Oh, I got to go to my email and see what code they sent me. All right. Enter our little code here. And we're set to go.
This is going great.
Earlier, the movie played. AMC with ads. Let's go AMC ad free. Let's go monthly. Confirm selection. Start free trial. And then we'll just end it tomorrow.
Nobody's ever thought of that. Fine. Nobody's ever
here we go.
Thought of that.
Let's go ahead and watch some Con Air.
Ladies and gentlemen, Con Air.
Due to streaming rights, the following will run with limited interruption.
Fuck yeah. Towboys.
God damn it. It happens on here, shit. Too. Oh, no.
Oh, fuck.
This isn't good.
Captain Huckleberry.
Is it like this everywhere? Shit. We've done movie watch-alongs on the show before, haven't we? People are just saying, Boomer. Can't even play a movie. Buffalo Jockey with $1 says you had one fucking job, homo.
Oh. DOS Optic Nerve, this is going great. Name this show technology with the retard. Oh, out of all fucking movies, Con Air. I know, right? Let's go to Amazon.
Let's try another service. They can't possibly have all thought about piracy in this regard.
As you can see, Aaron has Hulu with no ads. No man making less than $125,000 a year has Hulu adless. Stop giving him money. He doesn't understand HDCP, truly a pro show.
Even I have Hulu with ads. But mostly because my bladder's weak and I appreciate the break.
Prime Video. And we'll watch it there. God damn, man. All right.
Surely someone the likes of Jeff Bezos, technology billionaire, won't have any sort of copyright.
Sign in.
He's again one of these guys, everything he clicks on and does, scroll, 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 click that, sign in.
There we go.
Type my password. We know how it works. We know how.
Done this before.
Logged in?
Minor hang up, boys and girls. Did I just sign up for, what's it called? Did I just sign up for AMC ad free for no reason? What a f-nick-off dolt.
Ha! Gay!
We're getting there, kids. Let's highlight that. Copy and...
James Bomber says he doesn't appreciate the April hate. Shut up! Shut up!
Paste. There we go.
Is he announcing cuts and pastes?
Well...
God, this bloody mix is spicy. You know?
I got you guys a...
Who does he think he is? Cigars on the back porch alone? Just whipping up Bloody Marys for himself? He's an alcoholic. I really, like, I'm convinced of it. Like, he's a bit of an alcoholic, no? What single guy whips up Bloody Marys for himself? Ah, got the bloodies. Movie night with the boy. Pretty much with just me.
A little extra time to take a drink.
Oh, that's what this is.
All right. Prime Video. Movies. Con Air. Boom.
Beep.
Boom.
Bloop.
Don't show this message again.
Bork.
Continue.
Bees up. Bees up.
It's going to work, right?
Zatarans.
Come on. Continue watching.
You should be so.
All right, here we go.
Remember when he was like, I'm going to have to teach all these other guys how to do a show. I'm going to have to. We do a pro.
It's going to work, you guys.
Motherfucker!
All right. You know what we do from here.
What do we do? What do we do from here?
You know what we're going to do from here.
What?
Now, wait a minute. Is this going to work?
Hey!
We just got to buy it on YouTube. Guys, I just got to buy it one more time and we're going to be fine.
Wrong.
I only spent $17 to get this movie on the air. All right, you guys ready? Here we go. Mother, go for not again.
Good.
How does it know to do that?
Oh, God.
All right.
Is this... You know what I mean? If he's going to jail and he knows it, like, this is like Money Pit unhinged. You know what I mean? This is Truman Show into your rope. He's like, he's literally riding the bomb to the ground.
What the fuck? Golf?
Bobby Rangers have a proud history.
Oh, it's a slowdown. I'm just trying to find a bootleg version, guys.
It's definitely enough for me, dog.
This is Nick Huff madness. All right. How about this? Is this one going to work? What the fuck is this? This isn't going to work. I know what you guys are thinking. You guys are thinking, Aaron, didn't you look into this?
I mean, do you know what I mean? Like, he's like, it's freaky. It's freaky to me that he, like, doesn't seem to actually give a fuck what's going on.
Before you tried to do a watch-along?
Okay, this is one of the most disturbing. I mean, Chubby Checker's twisting and shouting in his grave. Watch this little salt lick, Sandy. Anytime his tongue comes out, it's reptilian. But for him to do this little salt glass twirl with his tongue out, am I doing good? At least my dad talks to me again. Your son, imagine this guy is your son, and he brings home April. And you go, she's not good enough for you. You tell this boy, your boy, who thinks sunflower seeds are sharp. You tell him April's not good enough for your boy. Where do you get this salt? Where do you get this salt? Yeah, I fucking love it. I love it.
No.
I can't stop watching it.
Before you tried to do a watch along?
No.
How do other places do this?
How do pro shows do it? Just curious.
I can't believe I did all this only to have the watch party stream taken down from Rumble and give me a copyright strike a few hours later. And here I was thinking Rumble was like the Wild West.
Is that true? Is that true? Did he get a copyright strike on Rumble? I don't even know what to believe. I didn't know Rumble could even, you could do that. Rumble, Steel Toe. This is going to be wild. Live. Wow, one day ago. Yep, I don't see any... Evening show. Holy shit. Yeah, he seems to think, like, copyright law is, like, a voluntary thing that, like, YouTube adheres to and Rumble ignores. He's like, we'll go over to Rumble so we can just play copyrighted stuff. It's like, yeah, that's not how copyright law works, really.
How the fuck do you guys do this shit? We're going to find it. We're going to get this goddamn thing to play. Oh, boy. Ooh. Is this going to work? All right, can't do that.
You're going to like the way you look.
Hold on, we got this. Film is not available in my area.
Again.
All right, this one's going to work, guys. Nope, this one's not going to work. Why is it an OBS thing or is it like an all streaming thing?
Oh, yeah, it's an OBS feature.
Oh, people are just calling me a boomer. I might have huffed this up. Yeah. I'm still looking.
Everything that guy just said is bullshit.
I'm still looking.
I'm still looking. Ain't I a stinker? Wizard Nug 2 gifting 5 memberships. Thanks for hanging with us tonight. Do me a favor, hit the like button. Very weak like button numbers.
This one? Damn it. That's not going to work either. A lot of people are saying I'm not good at this. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's like a guy at the end of his rope.
We might be done early tonight. All right, that is not the movie.
Stop breaking the law, asshole!
Ooh, this one? Nope.
Would pirating a movie count as a violation to get him to send to jail for 90 days? Isn't it to stay out of all legal trouble? Isn't that some sort of a...
I was excited for a second.
Ah!
Not that one. I have an idea.
I have an idea, too.
We've got this.
My idea first?
Nope. That's not going to work.
Oh, okay. Just checking. I thought you might want...
This might work. Nope.
The finger movements are wild. Frank Niebles, thanks for the 5 memberships on that one.
We've got a chance. Hey! Hey, everybody. It's time to watch Con Air. Welcome to the Steel Toe Morning Show.
Okay. What is this morning show? We just watch movies from the 90s?
I'm going to shrink myself down in shame. And we're going to watch Con Air tonight.
Fuck yeah. We did it. We did it, everybody. Con mother fucking Air. James Bomber, Patrick, I'm up. Let's take a bong rip for April. I don't have my bong. But I could do a vape. You definitely paid for it, sir. Good day. Female cop. Female cop. All right, I can't do it like Mersh. I can't do it like Mersh can't do it. Cause MERS can't do it, can't stop. So many MERS clips today. Oh my God. Where's the one about me being, so for people who don't remember, Aaron took like $50 to stop bringing up the fact that I'm a dangerous pedophile. So that's how much his, loyalty is worth. Jesus Christ. With this, you don't gotta do that kind of stuff. Thank you for the $100, fam. Nick Ricada's calling people fam in my chat. What up, fam? What's this guy's name? Stalin 19. He had a clip. I think it was him. Patrick Melton is a legit danger to children. Okay, so what? I have a theory about what's happening here. Mersh is a loser, as has been evidenced by a Porcelain documentary, 4.5 hours long. Permanent poor, career hopping nobody. Remember, he put these fireworks on his background for New Year's and has yet to take them down. It's almost October, so that's a goddamn fact.
You may not believe it, but Aaron just spent $35 in 10 minutes renting Con Air 6 times to find one that worked. PayPal, Venmo, you get it.
What's wild is just that he can't even figure out how to, like, hello?
Hey, dude, can you delete that dick picture I sent you? I'm feeling paranoid.
Why? It's your dick.
I know, but you never know. And isn't that what Diaz used to say, fam? He used to call people fam.
Wow, you're obsessed with Diaz. You would like me to do like a Diaz rewatch every week.
Could you?
Maybe you could show me how he capitulated.
And that bitch deserved it.
Remember when he locked himself? Remember when he locked himself in his girlfriend's bedroom to like say if he wishes he would have raped that girl if he was going to get in trouble for it.
I mean, it's a valid point. By the way, discount code for Hackamania, Earl. I'll take my answer off the air.
Jesus
first time, Christ. Long time.
Jesus Christ! Bye, Earl. Earl Skakey's. Earl Skakey's Lakey's and Jinky Me.
Whoa!
I don't even know what's going on anymore. Bomber's trying to get me fucked up. Mersh is after me. So Mersh has was actually ahead of Aaron on the lying about me timeline. I'm breaking motherfuckers. I'm breaking men. I don't know how, because I'm literally, and you can fucking believe anything you want about me, I don't do shit to anyone. I come on my show, I talk mad shit, I'm great at it, and it fucking gets to people. Again, so much so that they wish, they're hoping, they're dreaming. They're crossing their fingers. They're hunting. They're searching. They're upturning stones, trying to find skeletons in my closet that they can drag out. And so far, every fucking thing everyone has sent me has been a show from like the past month. So let me get this straight. You're upset that I've been talking about kids and making so many kid jokes in the past month, since you started accusing me of doing something shady or inappropriate with children. Huh. How's that work? Things come up and then Melton makes jokes about whatever things we're talking about. Right. So anyway, you know, it's really serious because Aaron took a donation to stop bringing it up. So you can literally pay Aaron off hush money to get him to sweep child abuse or trafficking. I don't even know what it is I'm accused of. But he'll stop talking about it for $50 towards the goal. And I guess Mersh is doing so bad with his numbers. He's making so little from Rumble He's, you know, again, these guys are on Rumble. They got 600 viewers. They know that the Rumble numbers are fake. They're not making money. They're begging. They're turning on their fans. We got so many great merch clips to watch tonight. But we'll start with the most damning one. You know, I don't want to get called out for not for sweeping anything under the rug. So here, again, is another guy who's taken up a sword to come after me, along with some of the, again, the best sleuths in the business, from Chad Zumach to Aaron M. Holt. This is Mersh, Fat Man in
Sport. Melton's getting worse. Patrick Melton. This guy spent his Sunday morning making fun of me.
Okay. I don't know what that's about. I don't know what that's about. I didn't go on this weekend, so I don't know what that's...
Calling me a loser.
Again, I don't know. Oh, fuck. We played... Oh, we had a premiere of a clip. The Doom cut. The Doom edited for us. Hi, Doom. That's it. So he thought a premiere of a clip was me live on Sunday morning spending my Sunday... First of all, where should I have been? Church? We see where that got Ricada. Hello?
And you're right, Patrick. You know what? I might be a fucking drunk loser.
Okay.
I might be this. I might be...
How do I switch back to...
That, I might be a wool cow. I might be this or that. But you know what?
I might be a drunk loser. I might be a lol cow. But you know what? It's like, is there anything you can even say after that that matters? Yeah, what? I guess what?
I dare you, in the fucking 8 years I've been doing this shit, 10 plus 15 years. Go back and find any times.
8 years? 10? 15? I'm pretty sure 10 years ago you were trying to get me to go to a steakhouse and get some pussy with you at 1 a.m. Go back to 8 years I've been doing this, 10 years, 15 years. You forget you're talking to a guy who's been doing it 20? This doesn't impress me, even if it were true. Even if you had been doing this 15 years, which you haven't, 8 does sound about right. You're talking to a guy who's been doing it 20. So, yeah, this doesn't...
Rod, like, I've made pedophile jokes where they were clearly jokes.
Oh. As opposed to mine, where I've got the children I talk about tied up in my trunk. You're fucking gay. You're all weak weirdos. Again, I hope this happens to you. I hope everybody has no evidence against you one day for something. And they just go, you know.
I know you defamed me last year.
Whoa.
I hope you make $1 million.
Oh. I just hope all these, everybody turns on these pussies this easy when their turn in the barrel comes. Again, I'm not even in the barrel. No one with a brain believes any of this shit. Again, I assume Mersh is about to unleash mountains of fucking evidence against me that really... Wait for him to drink, I guess.
But I dare you to ever find me sitting there just pontificating in a hotel conference room on a live stream.
Okay.
Are you that bothered by it? Who cares? Is it your niece? Let me tell you something.
What is he talking about? You'll never find me in a hotel conference room pontificating on a live stream. It's like, okay, weird bet, but all right.
I don't know most of my neighbors. I know my next door neighbors, and I know a couple other people. I don't really know my neighbors around here, right?
Yeah, why would you? Just to take responsibility for the cat piss on everything? Hi. Hi. Yeah, I'm the guy where you hear cats constantly screaming from his apartment. Sorry about that. Yeah, their penises are barbed. Yeah, sorry about that.
But I could tell you this right now. if I happen to go for a walk or a jog one day and I'm running through my neighborhood and I go,
okay. Hold on a second. If you happen to go for a walk or a job one day, aren't you the guy who has liquor delivered?
My little bug out bag on me, and I always keep my pistol on me, whatever.
What in the fuck? If he goes for a walk or a jog, he carries his bug out bag. Hello? His bug out bag, his pistol.
If I happen to be jogging around, sometimes I jog.
I can't. Then what would happen? If you first, okay, let's suspend disbelief. All right, Mersh is out jogging. Got it. And what color's the moon on this planet?
The woods.
I'm usually in the woods.
Got my little bug out bag on me, and I always keep my pistol on me, whatever. If I happen to be jogging around, sometimes I jog through the woods. There's some little back trails.
And I sound like the danger to children? You know all the back trails in the woods? And you bring your pistol and your bug out bag. And I'm a danger to children. Go on.
Things by Lake Parker.
Is he choking on his own spit? Why does he keep going?
Bag on me, and I always keep my pistol on me, whatever. If I happen to be jogging around, sometimes I jog through the woods. There's some little back trails.
He keeps hiccuping and burping. What the fuck?
Things by Lake Parker. Hook into our neighborhood. Things even around the school. This little jogging tracks near the...
I don't even know where the schools are. Hello? You know where the schools are. And much creepier, you know the backwoods trails to get to them. And you always bring your gun and your bug out bag. The prosecution rests. You know the backwoods trails to the school. I couldn't tell you where a school is. I really don't.
School that we're allowed to use. And if I happen to just be jogging through a neighborhood, you know what I mean? And I happen to go, oh, you know what? I'm going to go down this little wooded trail. And I start jogging down this little wooded trail, right?
So now we're supposed to believe he's out jogging. And he just sees a trail and he's like, you know what? I'm going to jog that trail. Something new for Mersh today.
And then I just happen to come across a full-grown adult male and he happens to be trying to molest a kid.
Weird fantasy, but okay. Do you join in with the adult male, A? B? Run, I didn't see nothing. C, beat off the adult male and help the child. Or D, start over.
That kid's not my niece. None of my nieces or nephews. None of the kids in my family live anywhere in this area.
What is he talking about?
The idea that you have to care because somebody's related, like... I know he's trying. Look, Patrick's going to double down and go, I'm just trying to be edgy and just do funny jokes. But it's.
I don't even know. They're never specific about what they're even mad about. What joke are you mad about? I'm not trying to be edgy. I just think of jokes. Whatever we're talking about, I just think of jokes, man. So if it happens to be this, this is what's on my mind. I make a joke about it. It really is that simple.
Not funny. Nobody thinks it's...
You know the back trails to schools. I don't even know why that came up. Why are you admitting that on a stream? Where you're trying to convince people I'm dangerous. You're like, by the way, I found a new back way to the schools, through the woods. It's like, yeah, get your gun. I'll show you.
funny. Most of us agree it's not funny. And all of us are...
Most of us agree it's not funny. The coalition of Mersh, we call it cum. The coalition of Mersh has decided, look, we all got together. We all decided it's not funny. And as you know, if something's not funny, it's a crime.
Starting to be concerned with, why are you all...
Fill out some paperwork, fag! If one more of these free speech, rah-rah, you know, fucking liberal motherfuckers comes out and goes, we're starting to feel, I'm starting to think it. Feel it. Get a piece of paper. Head down to Staples, grab yourself a new Brother typewriter ribbon, and get to writing the manifesto of your life. Dump your thoughts and feelings out. Make a new blog. Tell the children. Do me a favor. Quit acting like it's illegal and I need to be aware of it. Have fun writing books about how you wish I fucked kids. Who's weird? There's absolutely nothing out there. And yet you need it to happen. Who's weird? It's getting sad. Again, even Aaron invented a way to get out of it monetarily. Yeah, I'll take the $50 and never mention it again. Right. It's starting to sound insane. So now Mersh is like, you going to eat that? I'll take up the banner. Fuck.
Don't lie, Patrick. You know you high-five my titty.
Jesus Christ. How would that even work? You're little. I accidentally high-five my dog's titties all the time, but she's clumsy. $10 from TJ. Melton, look at that hat. Send him a winter fresh. Get yourself one too. Oh yeah, he loves freebies. Mersh loves a free hat.
Always pontificating about child pornography and children and fucking them.
Oh, so what they're talking about is that one show from Edinburgh where I was basically talking about like AI child porn. So now that means I'm always talking about it. Right, play a clip. Mersh is another one of these saggy-titted saps that never plays a clip. They're going to tell you what I do all the time, but they can't string together three occurrences of it. Okay.
Like, I'll put it this way, right? There are things I'm intellectually curious about.
Fill in the blank. Fill in the blank. Things Mersh is intellectually curious about. Ready?
I've been famously made fun of for some of them. Like
famously? Let's watch how we throw that word around.
Ham radio, right? I love radio. I love two-way radio stuff.
God, I'm a big ham radio guy. I got to admit, when I first got one, I thought ham came out of it.
It's the thing I'm curious about. I like to Google things, and I like to pontificate, and I like to talk about theories about shit. And I like.
What
to-
if somebody asked you what you're into, and you responded, I like to Google things?
Talk about.
What if you responded, I like to Google things? Fuck, God. Mersh is one of those inquiring minds. Dude's like Googling stuff. Always searching, Googling things. What's the obsession?
A broadcast. I'm going to die fascinated with a very archaic form of communication, which is radio.
I love it. Never been on it, but I loved driving Bobo to and from Opie and Anthony. Hello?
It's always been a thing of mine. I love radio.
Remember that? He was Bobo's driver. Remember Bobo from Obi and Anthony? The guy with the weird penis who tried to do comedy?
Video I loved.
This was his driver. Yeah.
There's just things I like. I love sports betting. I love
DuckDuckGo. I like NordVPN.
You know, psychedelic. There's things I like that aren't even necessarily approved by law enforcement or society, right?
Imagine Melton's out there banging children and you're pontificating and going on and on about your favorite method of search. Details about which path to take to your local schools through the woods. Get to Melton being... I mean, do any of these guys have any urgency? This is children. Am I the only one worried about the kids?
But they're just not... Things like this.
I swear to God, I don't know what kind of dab rig this is. This is the thing that the caterpillar smoked in Alice in Wonderland. This is the thing that the right? Who? Ah. Ayo. And then he recites Jabberwocky and we're all impressed.
Degenerate things that I enjoy that my brain goes to. There's non-degenerate things that my brain goes to, right? There is so much footage of Patrick pontificating about child pornography.
It's one show. Play it. Again, I don't... These shows are... You know what it is? These guys are so unplugged and out of it. They really are. This show is up on my channel. It's on my stream. It's a month and a half old, but they're just getting around to seeing it. Catch the fuck up. Again, if your gotchas are just shows I've put out, we're in trouble. We're in trouble. Dude, you won't believe what we found. A show on his channel? Do you have a clip of it? No, we didn't bother putting one together. Just trust us. There's so much footage. We couldn't even decide on any to play.
AI porn, ethical child porn, all these things that we've all decided years ago are unacceptable topics.
I love the weak-minded motherfuckers. Again, this guy would proclaim to be a free speech guy, a libertarian of sorts. Imagine saying you're a free speech person and saying, we've all decided that these are not top, you can't have these conversations. These are off-limit topics. That's insane. Telling human beings they can't discuss shit. Again, that's how child porn becomes illegal. People go, oh, yeah, this is bad, right? Yeah, we should make it illegal. Should we be having this conversation? We can't talk about this. But we need to make a law to make it illegal. This is wrong. Kids are getting hurt. I don't know if we're supposed to talk about it, though. You're dumb. So the minute somebody goes, like, this topic is off limits, I already know you're a phony fuck. Imagine, again, just being afraid... I know it's uncomfortable for the vast majority of people. The vast majority of people are wobbly-kneed dopes. So again, excuse yourself from the table and don't get into it. Aren't you Mersh? Aren't you the fucking Lakeland Strangler? You fucking nerd. We all decided these topics are off limits.
His brain is always going there.
It is? Or just this past month when you bring it up? Weird. Weird. It's almost like you guys are melting the fuck down about it.
Why? He's obsessed. Look, you know I don't like Aaron Imholt, but I've made it clear. I think his obsession with Aaron's children is fucking weird.
How am I obsessed about him? I know their names because Aaron said them. What else do I know about Aaron's kids other than Charlotte can't sing and is getting a little tubby? around the midsection. Aaron couldn't even get his arm around her when he went to hug her. That's true. That's true. Obsession? No, I don't know anything else about him. I know that their stepfather's emailing me to try to get me to stop talking about him so that Aaron will stop talking about him because the kids hate it, the stepmom hates it, and the kids are starting to be embarrassed by their own dad. I know that. I know that. But other than that, that's all I know. All I know is that Aaron M. Holt's driving his kids and ex-wife, mother of his children, batshit, most probably.
I think it's weird that he names his 10-year-old daughter and his underage children. He names them in the video descriptions of his video. That's weird shit, dude.
Why? Aaron uses them. Why can't I? Again, you got to tell me why it's weird. If Aaron's show is about his children, we can use his children's name. Same way if Aaron can say Ann, we can say Ann.
That your brain goes there.
It doesn't. It doesn't. We're driving Aaron crazy. We're driving Aaron nuts.
All I'm saying is...
And now you. I don't know. Again, I don't even know how I'm pulling in extra dudes. That sounded gay. I don't know how I'm like making new guys melt down constantly.
It's just my opinion.
I keep switching.
Based on the clips I've seen.
Play them. Play the, do you need legal representation? No, there's nothing happening. For what? The Court of Mersch? Again, come.
Based on what I've heard and based on the absolute volume of material that exists with Patrick Melton.
What? Why won't they say it? Are they building a case? Are they compiling it all? They're going to put it all together and then release it all at once, like the Twitter files? Why won't any of them... say, and again, I'd argue if you're playing a clip from my show, it's no good. That's up. That's out. Do you really think there's like a clip of me? They're like, dude, he's on his show saying like people should be able to have as much AI child porn as they want. And it's like, there's no video of me saying that. You're taking it out of context. That's not what we're having a discussion about it. They want it to be true so bad. So bad. Oh, God, we really want him to have hurt kids.
Pontificating about the, you know, all of the finer points.
I didn't know that pontificating was bad. I didn't know that pontificating was illegal. So what did I do again? Dude, there's so much material of him pontificating. Trying to see if there might be a solution to children being harmed. Just discussing it in a roundtable fashion. Dude, like, we can't let him talk like that.
Whether or not AI child porn is ethical or not, and whether it's not...
Yeah, why can't we have a discussion about that?
Cool.
There's great points. People brought up great points in our discussion of it. It was great. He's mad we had the discussion. He's like, he's over there pontificating. Yeah, God. Mersch, take another hit of your little vape pen. Maybe you don't like it when brain turn on.
Stalk Aaron's kids.
Stalked Aaron's kids. How did I do that? We only looked at the clips Aaron put up. We only look at the clips that were publicly put up. Like, you don't get to hold up a trophy and then go, stop looking at my trophy.
I'm of the opinion.
Okay, so watch this. What you're about to see is a man. Again, you tell me how I did this. Tell me how I did this to this guy in 5 minutes. We're going to let this play, I hope. You know me. I'll interrupt it. Watch how it starts. I'm of the opinion, very legal-minded,
that Patrick Melton is a legitimate danger to children. Take that for what you mean it for.
Take that for what you mean it for. Now, for a minute, I thought, oh, he had a weed stroke. He just misspoke. Take that for what you mean it for. Okay. Now, nobody expects him to be, like, educated and speak well, but take that for what you mean it for. Again, I thought he misspoke, but believe it or not, he says it again in a minute. So he thinks that's a real saying. He thinks that's like a way to sign off something cool you say. Take that for what you mean it for. Take that for what you mean it for.
I'm not saying he molests kids. I'm not saying he... What I'm saying is just based on his... He's already established pattern of behavior towards Aaron Imholt's children.
That one time he looked up the photos Aaron put up to rub it in Nick's face. Pattern established.
His fascination with them. It's very 1 hour photo that I'm not saying in a way. Look, I want to make it clear. I am not saying that Patrick Melton is a child molester. I'm not saying that Patrick Melton is a child rapist or he's ever acted on his impulses. What I am saying is that I am of the belief, based on the things I've observed of his own behavior, that Patrick Melton is a general danger to children.
Okay, so he's another one of these guys, too, I want to point out, that constantly confuses the words general and genuine. I think in a minute he flubs it even worse. So watch for that. It's fun.
If I had a 10-year-old daughter
and I was taking her to school through the back way, through the woods that I found with my gun and my fanny pack bug out bag,
and Patrick Melton was my next door neighbor, I would be taking extra precautions to ensure that my daughter never crosses paths with him.
What does that mean?
Am I saying he's a child molester? No, because Patrick Melton will freak out and be like, I'll sue him. Sue me, Pat. What I'm saying is,
I don't know you. Sue you.
You're a danger to children.
Yeah, somebody in the chat said more fantasies. This is all these nerds can do. Again, they're so fucked up in the head, they're dreaming about the day I fuck a child. They're like, do it, Pat. We dare you. You won't bang a kid.
Children, you are making really crazy TED Talks about how AI child porn is probably ethical.
They're TEDx Talks, please.
You have genuinely displayed a pattern.
See it? Did you see it? Did you catch him? Genuinely this time? Last time it was generally, and he almost tripped over it here.
Pattern of behavior where you have stalked the children of Aaron Imholt. You're stalking of Aaron.
Okay, now I've stalked Aaron's children. Do you hear how he's... It's been a minute and a half. Do you hear how he's revving himself up?
You have genuinely displayed a pattern of behavior where you have stalked the children of Aaron Imholt. Your stalking of Aaron has resulted in him, and in you rather, looking into way too many of the day-to-day affairs of his children.
The day-to-day affairs. What they're having for lunch, what they're wearing. Did they remember to bring their umbrella? Who's picking them up today? The day-to-day affairs of his children. Holy shit. Holy shit.
So, I will swear on a stack of Bibles in a court of law. And if you want to sue me, Patrick, I'm saying this right now. Patrick Melton.
Okay, so see, like now he's so ramped up. He's like, he thinks I'm in the room. If Stalin hadn't clipped this, he would have never gotten it. He's like leaning in with his cross eyes, like, look, you touch kids. Sue me, Pat. Sue me.
Is a danger to children. Take that for what you mean it for.
Take that for what you mean it for. He did it again. Take that for what you mean it for. Take that for what you mean it for. Take that for what you mean it for. James Bomber says, play the clip of this slob stroking out on stream. There's more than one. Which one? The female cop one? Merce says, you're a threat to children and you can't draw a crowd or golf. What? Merce says, you're a threat to children. Good thing you can't draw a crowd or golf. Got him.
But I could tell you this. If you were my next door...
Take that for what you mean it for. Take that for what you mean it for.
Neighbor, and he, you and I got into some kind of a fucking feud over not taking the garbage cans back from the curb fast enough.
You fight with your neighbor about garbage cans?
Or some kind of HOA dispute? Yeah, you're the kind of guy that would take your beef with me and start... applying it to beefing with my 10-year-old daughter.
Why didn't your daughter take out the garbage cans fast enough?
You've established that pattern of behavior the way you treat Aaron Immelt.
So, to back up Merce's claim that I'm a general liability to children, he said, you know, if I ever had a kid... and they were about 10 years old. So you've had a child and we're 10 years in the future. And I ever didn't take the garbage can out. You'd know he would come after my daughter. He's shown that pattern of behavior. Who takes this guy seriously? What world are we in anymore where people can just do this, like, freely? Aaron Immelt, Chad Zumach, Kevin Brennan, Stevie Lou, Mersh, all these guys just, like, you know, Rufio up a feast of delusion. You're doing it, Peter. You can't just say stuff. And, like, I just, like, dude, there's so many clips of him. I don't even, here's how bad of a guy he is. You know, if I had a daughter, he would just steal her and fist her in the night. What? Yeah, I may go to the police right now, actually, and report my daughter fisted in the future. The three fucking weird gray women in the pool to sign off on this vision carved into these wooden balls.
A guy I don't even like. I want it on record. I, Michael Stephen Sheely.
Why does it need to be on record? Your opinion. I just want to say that when he does touch kids, I told you also.
Of Lakeland, Florida.
Imagine admitting that.
I am stating, for the record, that I have a reasonable suspicion to believe that Patrick Melton is a legitimate danger to children and unintended minors.
Okay, what did he just... Hold on.
Children and unintended minor.
Unintended or unattended? Don't worry, if your minors are attended...
Forgive me. Oh. I live in a tiny apartment, so I don't know what homeowning neighbors fight about. Take that for what you mean it for.
Is an HOA the thing where they shovel your driveway? Let's say you ever got in a fight with your HOA about them mowing your lawn.
Sue me, Pat. I fucking dare you.
For what? You don't have any money. Sue you for what? The cat lint on your mic? Sue you for what? This thing's growing hair. Do you water this, whatever's sprouting off of this fucking mic? Do you water it? Whatever that is. How long has it been growing? Is that sativa or indica? What the fuck is going on? Look at all the fuzz coming off this thing. Shave it. Shave it. Bathe yourself and stop wearing free stuff you got from shitholes. And then we'll talk. And then we'll talk. I'm a danger to children? Fine. Fine. Can you please stop wearing free shit? Holy shit.
I dare you to sue me, Melton.
Sue you? For what? Your cats? What would I get if I were to take everything you own? A 2007 BMW and a 3.5 month supply of kitty litter? What would I get? Some used lint rollers and sad freebie hats? What would I get? Half-drinking bottles of store brand liquor, you fucking nooch. What would I get? What would I see? Sue me, Pat. No thanks. No thanks. Would I have to be in a room with your musk?
I think you are a danger to children, Patrick Melton. I think that you are capable.
You're allowed to think stuff. You think this shocks me? Holy shit, you think something? Make a video about it, nerd.
Well, I think that honestly, given what we have screenshots of, I might even be willing to say you have already harmed minors.
Oh, yeah. From your mouth to God's ears. Can you put some of those screenshots up, or should we just fap our little figs off? How does it work? When will you put them up on screen? When will you show some of the stuff and not show the Derter Man? He's so obviously disingenuous and super lame. Thank you for the super chat. Why'd you gotta lean in like that?
Just posting Aaron Imholt's underage children's names in your video descriptions on YouTube.
I'll do what I want. Let me know when you have a complaint that you can do jack shit about. I heard you were upset that I posted their names. It's not a crime. He did the same thing. Next. Yeah, no, that's just that you put the name. I heard you.
Clearly, obviously a violation of terms of service.
It isn't. I'm allowed to talk about a man's children who he brings on his show. Charlotte's appeared on the show. He showed a video of him singing with her. Then he showed a video playing kickball with his other kids in the backyard. All of them. They're part of his show. He tells stories about Emily and Louie and Charlotte. It's fine, man. It's fine.
I mean, you could have been nuked for that alone, but...
I couldn't have. That's why I haven't been. I couldn't have. That's why I haven't been.
From a legal standpoint, is also, I'm willing to say that when you get petty and you get pissed off and you get roped into fights with people on the internet, you're willing to endanger children.
I don't do that. So no worries there. I don't get petty. I don't get roped into internet fights. That's you. That's you. We're going to watch a clip of you on the show the day before this, saying that you don't talk about Melton and you don't watch Melton. But now all of a sudden, a day later, you're an expert and you've seen enough. All the stuff I've seen about Melton, the day before this, you said you don't watch Melton, you don't know anything about Melton. Now you've got a briefcase full of evidence. Hey, you fat, leaky-titted fuck. You don't know anything about how anything works. You're a loser. No one takes you seriously. You said it at the beginning of the stream. You're a lolcow. You're a fucking drunk. You stroke out on screen. You're a fat fucking idiot. We have watched you pretend to be an ad man, pretend to be a radio man, pretend to be a strip club man, pretend to be a restaurateur, pretend to be a podcaster, pretend to like you know anything about anything. Shut up, you fat begging fuck. You sound like Aaron at every turn, just begging, begging, begging. Suck a dick. You're not good. You're not good at this. And now you're trying to cling on to the Dabbleverse. I'm going to show another video from our good buddy underscore Mersh, where not only are you trying to, I believe this is the first time I can ever even claim this about somebody, clout chase me by trying to get something going. And by the way, you know, I welcome it, you fucking turd. Bring it. Bring it. I can't imagine that you want to get, I know you think you're better and cooler and faster. You're a loser. You're a loser who tells stories about cool ways to get $25 in free play. You're a fucking nerd. And as if I wasn't the only path you're trying to get to the Dabbleverse, you're trying to clout chase Aaron Imholt too. You're trying to get a little thing going with Aaron Imholt, are you not? Is that not true? This is from Real Media Player.
Fuck Real Media Player. You better give me $200 or you ain't getting no content, nigga. We need to go back so we can see there has been a sharp, very, very, like, consequential sharp.
Again, he put these fireworks in the background on New Year's and never took them down. He's just that kind of like, literally like Aaron Imholt. Never puts anything into his show. Why clean the mic? Why do anything that could improve anything or try to make it, you know?
Patrick, the paragon of free speech. Take that for what you mean it for.
Take that for what you mean it for.
Just exponential decline in Aaron's ability to pretend like this isn't a cash grab. It started with like this manipulation and gaslighting and then into demanding. And now as he's getting closer to the court case, things are closing in around him. He's getting aggressive. And we've covered it to where he started to get aggressive.
We've covered it. Here at Mershcast, we've covered it. Now, I do agree with him. You know, it's the kind of urgency I mentioned before. If he knows he's going to jail, if he knows the curtain's coming down, if he know this is ending, he's panicking. This is a cash grab. He said it out loud. Just another month. Got to keep this going. Just one more month or something.
Now he's getting, how do I say it, adversarial about it.
Yeah, but so are you. You admit he's losing his shit and lashing out, being irrational. Part of that could be the accusations against me. Yeah, you'll pick up that rain. Let's not forget, you and Win by Two and him, all that entire brain trust got together and couldn't figure out that you were watching an out-of-context clip where we were catching Aaron out for Aaron lying about using his kids in his social media. But you idiots, again, knowing full well better in your logical brains, would rather it be true that maybe Melton is making kids into creamsicle pops. It's like, okay, talk to you soon. Things are great at camp.
Aaron doesn't see that most of his audience at this point is ready. Like, the reason he's not making as much money is because all the, anybody with half a brain has left. Anyone who's seen the basic level shit of what a greedy fat is has left. And now all he has left is what I even hate the word because people throw pay pig around. Like anyone who supports a show is a pay pig. Aaron is at the level now where the only ones left are the pay pigs.
Not even that, because all the old school pay pigs are gone. Zen Rhino, David Chandler. You know, David Chandler kind of shuffles around. still around here and there helping out news shows. Apparently, David Chandler gave a bunch of money to Johnny the other day. Again, this will piss Aaron off. Chandler, give to the goal. You got to remember, when you give to the goal, it helps Johnny. Johnny's part of the goal.
It's all that's left, and it's drying up, and he's getting, now he's attacking his actual pay picks.
Now, what's funny about that is there are 90 clips of merch this year screaming at his pay pigs that they don't give him enough money. We're going to watch another one tonight if there's time. Merch just described himself. This guy's poor, no talent, no plans, screaming at his audience that they don't pay him enough. And he's going to start banning if you don't give him money. The same as Aaron. These guys are two peas in a pod. Two light blue shirts and a pad.
Tonight, thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Arachnid Sting, incorrect count, but that's okay, buddy. Remember, to hate Steel Toe, you got to pay at least $20. I thank you for the one night.
So this is his new angle. He won't,
one of them,
won't read hate donos unless.
Look at this. Look familiar? Anybody? Finger on the cheek. Does that look familiar to anybody? Both him and Aaron have some weird hand shit going on. We're going to be exploring it for the next 6 months here on The Onion. Hit the like button.
Unless you give him $20. The problem in that.
Why is he still just resting that finger on his face? Why is he still just resting this finger on his face like Aaron does? You can take the finger down now, Mersh.
That is that.
Oh, yeah. Matt did it, too, and he's having his big revelation the other night. But Aaron's been doing this when he's stressed out.
Well, when you're getting.
Take that fucking finger off your face, you fat fuck.
I hate donuts. You kind of need to read them. You kind of need to read them. Because if you don't, they're not going to send them anymore. Now is the era. You're getting hate donos. Read them. But when you make it a $20 minimum, like I've done the same thing that you did, Aaron. When people were hate donoing me and that for a dollar, I'd go no.
Remember? Remember that one time people were hate donoing Mersh? Oh, underscore Mersh is in our chat. Follow underscore Mersh, that channel. He does these little cuts of Mersh, and he's an asshole because he puts copyrighted music under him so that the channels can't monetize their content. The lucky thing about me is I don't give a fuck, but not cool, underscore Mersh.
You see, Aaron, you're doing the right thing.
I have to put Addison Chains under a Mersh clip.
You're so greedy, you're out of your mind. Then nobody who hates you is going to give you $20. So when hate donos float in for me, they would always be for like 99 cents on YouTube, or they'd be on like a dollar on
Listen to this lesson.
Rumble, and I'd go, no, you got to be smart, Aaron. You got to go, it needs to be at least $3.
One legend to another, teaching them how to do it. Again, these guys both think I'm losers. Imagine me not thinking that's... It's like Chad thinking I'm a loser. It's like, thank you. He's over here like, Aaron, look, here's how to handle the hate donos. Make sure they're at least $3. Don't get greedy with it, but make a little cha-chingo. You know what I'm saying? Like, for instance, I used to get 99 cent ones all the time. And I would just tell him, like, say anything you want. Insult my mother. Piss in my mouth. But give me, like, $3. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit. Aaron, come on. Guys like you and me, $3 is a lot of cha-chang and chimichang.
Aaron, you've never worked in a real business in your life. You don't know how psychology works, how pricing works, how to get somebody into something. Like, you know what I mean? Like, even back then when people were hitting me with the hate donos, Yeah, I would.
Even back then when people didn't like me, when I wasn't the beacon of popularity I am today, even back then I knew I could get $3 something, you know? But this, Aaron, baby.
Go look for a dollar. I'm not going to read that shit. I don't even want to read dollar donos that are positive. Like $2, $3. Give me $3. And if you could tell me you hate me and you want to rape my mother's.
These are the losers leading the losers. Aaron's, you know, we literally have Mersh giving Aaron advice. Aaron, here's how you do it. Take it from a guy who's been making jack shit for a while now. Here's the secret.
Scorps, I'll read it. As soon as you say 20, you're basically saying you don't want the hate. I want the hate donuts, and I'll read them, but like for a couple bucks. But
come
like
on. 99.
Aaron is going to be out of business. My prediction: there will be no Aaron Imholt and Steel Toe. The Steel Toe Show will either function as a couple of day a week stream where Aaron's by himself.
Oh, Mersh is making a prediction I made at Hackamania. Wow. Wow. Way to step up, Mersh.
Or it will be dead altogether.
Wow.
Within.
I'm so glad Mersh has turned his visage towards the Dabbleverse. I'm so glad Mersh is finally diving in to Steel Toe and Melton. Because he's clearly very plugged in and has the hottest, freshest takes.
Already watch as you see this get progressively worse. And there's two of these, by the way.
We got to monetize that hate.
How's
Aaron.
All right, and then he does these, which are so pathetic and embarrassing. So this is Mersh. So we just watched him smearing me, trying to get a back and forth from me going, literally begging for it. Come on, Melton, sue me. Sue me. Sue me, Melton. Do it. You won't do it. You won't sue me, Melton. You're into kids. Sue me, Melton. Sue me. You won't sue me. Trying to get something going with me. Very, very cute. From a guy who says he wants nothing to do with me, and from a guy who's lied and said that I've gone after him for years. I didn't know who Mersh was a year ago. Never heard of this idiot. Never heard of him. Had no idea he's the same idiot I met in 2013 who tried to drag me out for steak and pussy at 1 a.m. But he remembered, and he held a grudge, and he can't let it go. And so now he tells people that I've been clout chasing him for years. I didn't know he existed until last year. Never heard of this nerd. And he makes these little, he cuts these little wrestling promos where he's like, all right, send this to Aaron. So just like he was trying to clout chase me last show. Come on, Melton, sue me. Sue me. Let's get something going, you and I. Let's rat-a-tat-tat, huh? You old fucking fat-titted fuck. Now he's going to try to do it to Aaron. Watch this.
I know these monologues bother you.
They don't. Aaron got everything he knows from this guy. They're the same guy. Yeah, I know these monologues bother you. They don't. You look like a clown. You look like a complete fucking loser. These monologues don't bug anyone. We're watching a one-man play. The saddest one-man play.
I know you're going to pretend like Patrick Melton, a guy I never acknowledge.
Hear that?
Is your bitter enemy.
A guy I never acknowledge. What happened this week then? Need some views? Need some clout? What happened this week? Well, the clips I seen were enough. Could you show us? No, you guys are just going to have to.
Because both of you aren't on my level and you're too terrified to acknowledge me.
I mean, what? I'm looking at a guy in a Bucky's shirt and a bubblegum shrimp hat. I don't even know what the fuck. This guy's so Florida, it hurts. This is every guy in a fucking bait shop in a Guy Harvey t-shirt with fucking flip-flops on, talking about the weather, trying to get 2-for-1 worms. These guys are so fucking behind. Look at him.
Bitter enemy, because both of you aren't on my level. And you're
we're not on your level? You're poor! I don't know how to fucking put this. You are poor as fuck. You are teachers in Florida look down on you poor. You are nursing students look down on you poor. You are poor, motherfucker. You are poor. You are lint-covered poor. The free clothing you wear is covered in cat piss and hair. Poor. Poor. Covered in ringworm. Store brand shampoo / conditioner. Generic Ziploc bags. Poor. Poor. Do you hear me? Poor. Shower curtain got a liner, no curtain. Poor. No counter space. Poor. Linoleum. Poor. Lakeland, Florida. Polk County. Poor. What are you talking about? We're not on your level. No shit. No shit. We all got off WIC. We're not on government assistance. We're not in Section 8 housing. Poor. Get real. Get real. Not a towel in the closet that matches. Poor. Cats come and go through the hole in the screen in the window. Poor. Have to put oil in your car every day you go out in it. Poor. Shall I go on? Your car seat's got leather, but they're so fucking worn, they're fraying, and it looks like fabric. Poor!
Too terrified to acknowledge me.
We're too terrified to acknowledge you! Bucky's. You got a Bucky's t-shirt on. It's a gas station that sells brisket sandwiches and coolers. You're poor!
I know you don't want the absolute horror I can bring upon you.
You don't want the horror I can bring upon... Again, I know it's half tongue-in-cheek, but, like, what is he even doing? This is so cringely embarrassing. You guys don't want to admit you're not on my level. You don't want to acknowledge the horror I can rain down upon you. You're a fat-titted fucking poor. I'm not kidding. There's a four-hour documentary about how you can't save two nickels to rub together. You're poor. Sue me, Pat. For what? You for what? Your fucking Bucky's shirt? You barbecue sauce breasted bitch? I'm not interested.
All I want to do is help. All I have ever wanted to do
was have a popular show. But I can't because I'm poor and dumb. I'm gonna be permanently poor and permanently dumb.
Was to help. And for some reason, you feel offended by this. Perhaps it's your pride. Perhaps
watch
it's...
Watch his little wristy hand. Just like Garen. Watch his little wristy hands.
The fact that April, on many occasions, made it very clear that she was... drawn to my, I don't know, testosterone-drenched musk.
Hear that, Nick? Is that true? Is April drawn to Mersh's musk? Mersh's tusks, sorry. James Bomber, let's watch the clip of Mersh running away from Baked Alaska. Hey, James Bomber, are you all right? We just did all this the other night. Can you focus on what we're doing now, or do you have to just keep screaming, change the channel? Change the channel. We're doing this now. Are you okay? We're doing this. We're watching this. Dude, play that one where he... We have. You remember it? Then I don't need to play it. Do you remember it, James? Then I don't need to play it. You ever think about that? Fucking James.
All the way from fucking three time zones away.
Yeah, your Musk made it all the way to Minnesota.
I don't know who hurt you, but it wasn't me. I haven't gotten you in trouble.
I'm high, sir, says James. Well, good. Enjoy it. Keep your request to yourself, nerd. Max Pringle, member for 18 months. Mersh's apartment is in a Haitian smorgasbord. Or is a Haitian smorgasbord. Yeah, probably. With all the cats and whatnot. Dave Hughes, member for 7 months. I like to Google, but there's no better way to find the hidden paths to all the local schools than the old ham radio. The hidden school pathfinder of yore. Gobbles Monster Puppet, member for 16 months. Stay away from the unattended coal miners, Patrick. They're not meant for you. Frank, with another 10, gift certificate. What is it? Gift certificates? Is that what it is?
I've made a huge mistake.
Ugh. JB is just tired. Well?
Oh, I didn't turn you in for revenge porn. I didn't A-log you for 2 years. I only started covering you when you started falling apart.
So did I. I just called it earlier.
When you took all of my advice and all of my heartfelt one-on-ones with you in vain.
You sound like Josh Denny. I held you in your kitchen. All my advice, all my one-on-ones, heartfelt one-on-ones with you. All these guys are butthurt. They just want friends. Remember when I tried to tell you?
And just threw that shit out the window.
You threw away everything I ever taught you about badminton.
You disrespected me first. I never disrespected you. Till it was funny.
Till it was funny. I'm a comedy purist. Hold. Hold. It's not funny yet. What was Melton doing for that year and a half? It wasn't funny at all. Till Merce said it was funny. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Schrodinger
yeah.
thought, if a cat is in a box with an indeterminate quantum effect releasing a poison, is the cat also indeterminate? Is the cat dead or alive? Does it need to be viewed to determine that?
So if Melton has 1,000 viewers, but he leaves his show, so the stream is both viewed by 1,000 viewers, but also no longer live. Why does Melton have 1,000 viewers?
If I have a stroke and nobody is watching it live, did I really have a stroke?
These are questions for physicists, really.
I offered you advice 2-3 years ago.
Look at how butthurt all these guys are. I tried to help you.
Listen to me. And you failed in life.
You failed in life. Nice try, Aaron. Game over.
Given you advice since then that you have ignored. And you have continued to spiral and circle the drain.
Merce says Aaron's about to die. Aaron says Melton's about to die. It's a thing.
I gotta ask you, man. For the sake of you, your sanity, your co-hosts, Johnny and Dan's employment, Matt.
Johnny and Dan?
Matt, or whatever his name is.
Johnny and Dan.
Lonnie Donegan?
Lonnie Donegan.
For the sake of your children.
Oh, now who's talking about kids? When is it okay? What are the rules? Why would he just go to that? Out of nowhere, why would he fucking just bring up the children, huh? Tell me.
Kids are stupid.
When are you going to let go of the burden of your pride?
It's the burden of your pride. James Bomber says, play the clip where Patrick yells at James Bomber. Okay. Get it together, you high piece of shit. You just over there smoking with your cash on a Thursday night? It's not Friday. You can't be blowing hundreds of dollars on a podcast. Someone's going to have to answer for it. Look, I don't know if you're married, you have a wife, maybe this is your mom's credit card that you stole. Get it together. Just huffing down weeds and partaking in marijuanas. It's got to end.
Wonder what this panhandler jagoff is going to do when the Dabbleverse catches up to you.
It's obvious that all these people are better than you and beating you at life. You are the one that has a lack of counter space.
Fuck. Poor. No. I have an island.
And take my hand.
These guys are almost 40. Doing these plays to the camera. These unironic, serious plays. Aaron, I tried to reach out to you 3 years ago, and now it's your last chance. Take my hand. But he's serious. But he's serious.
You have a chance, Aaron. Take my hand. I can save all of it.
I can save. So again, the narcissism, the grandiosity. This guy's a fucking idiot. I'll save your show, Aaron. You need to partner with me. I'll save your show. And how's he going to save his show? Do you wonder what he's talking about? How's he going to save Aaron's show? He's going to tell you.
Steel Toe. The business. Your co-host's jobs. I can save you before you have to fucking sign that Lowe's job application.
Now, again, he has no money. Mersh has no money. Mersh is constantly in goal panic, just like Aaron. Constantly yelling at his fans for not giving him money. But he's going to show Aaron the way. And again, wait till you find out what the way is.
Take my hand. That's it.
Oh, that's it. Now tell us, how are you going to save the show?
That's it, Aaron. I'll teach you OBS.
I'll teach you OBS. I'll teach you OBS.
You try to get the chat on the screen.
I'll teach you how to get the chat on the screen. I don't put my chat on the screen because people make fun of me and it's mean, says Mersh. I took mine off and put a big QR code up, but I'll teach you how to do it. I'll teach you. This is what's holding Aaron's show back. He doesn't know OBS. Aaron, I could save all of it. Teach you OBS.
Teach you how to do all that shit, buddy.
Teach you all the bells and do you ever wish you could have what Melton has? I teach you all of it.
I'll teach you internet browser sources.
I'll teach you internet browser sources. I'll teach you internet browser sources.
That's what she said.
The fuck is he talking about?
Take my hand.
I mean, what even is this? Is he supposed to reach out like, okay, teach me? And then what? You give him lessons on OBS? Is that the own? Is that the joke? What's the joke? What's the joke? You know, it feels like some sort of Ursula Ariel vibe here, like, just sign over your voice and I'll leave it to me. What is he giving up? Or are you just offering free OBS lessons? Because I got to admit, that's a little gay. Come with me. I'll teach you my method of OBS.
$29. Another hater super chat. You got to pay $20 for that, man. You got to. I'm trying to help you guys.
Trying to.
Who's going to beat that? Let's see how high up we can get the PayPal contribution. Let's see who's going to have the.
I love this. Hey, Aaron, that's a brilliant angle. Hey, guys, let's see who can give me the most money tonight.
That is what he does. He tries to find different ways every day to just go, who can give me the most? Who do you think will give me the most today?
Aaron, I can save you. Just embrace being a loyal cow and take your drugs on stream and stroke out to gain more viewers. I teach you OBS, online bestroking.
Aaron just likes spicy Bloody Mary mix. That's a real smile. That's a real Mersh smile. Corn cob teeth and all. Look at this fucking guy. That's a real smile. Is this tooth floating? Are you supposed to be able to have black all the way around a tooth? This is impressive. Has he been chewing kale? That looks like AI. I'm not going to lie. That's a goofy-esque smile.
Did you hear Marge cry?
He holds it. Look at him hold the pose like it's for a thumbnail. Watch. Watch how unnatural this is. I'm going to get out of the way of it. Watch how long he holds this pose. Like, no, they're going to want to make a thumbnail.
Who can give me the most money tonight?
That was unpaused. Holy shit.
Did you hear Marge cry at the end there? Even Marge was cringing.
We got to monetize that hate.
You better give me $200 or you ain't getting no content.
You ain't getting no content, motherfucker. Hey, motherfucker, you want some content? Uh-huh. Big unit member for 3 months. Nothing says money like a tall boy at Bush Light. I'm serious, man. So go to this underscore Mersh channel. This fucking guy. Let me go through. This guy does so much great work. It's really, really good. Oh, God. He's gambling. This is the problem. He started gambling like crazy. On women's tennis, nonetheless. I don't want him talking about Imhold anymore. I want pure Mersh bits. I like pure Mersh bits. I guess I'll do this one. Oh, they're all about Aaron, though. They all have something to do with Aaron.
It's conservatives to hate me.
All right, here we go. Again, with the music, you got to stop. I'm going to... What do you need from me? How much?
I got to start dunking on Rumble more. I can't take it. I can't take this shit anymore, bro.
This one was put up 11 hours ago. I got to start dunking on Rumble more. I got to start dump... What?
I wait for James Baumert to get really high, then I yell at him and ruin his head.
Look, I'm going to do one with you, James. Come on. Here, here. Cheers, cheers. There we go. Come on, buddy.
Look at this. Look at this fucking tweet. Give this tweet a boost. I'm sick of Rumble. I'm sick of Rumble shit. We're about to have
a... Make your own... I couldn't sit... I can sit through an Aaron show because Aaron's like a boob from Aaron's a boob back to back to back. Mersh is just boring. So the Clippers for Mersh. Oh, God, they got me. Almost pulled a Mersh stroke.
Another fight rumble. Just in time for contract negotiations.
So Mersh is going into contract negotiations with Rumble. What does it take to get a contract with Rumble? Could we get a better contract than Rumble? I don't know what it takes. Now, look, it's the middle of the night. We got about 600 live. But, you know, you guys know I'm doing like 1,000 lately. If they're real, who knows? What does it take to get a deal with Rumble? Could I get a Rumble deal that'll piss Mersh off? Just like Jesse PS did with that sponsor? He's in contract negotiations for what? For what? Guy sucks. So I want to steal his deal. How do we get in touch with... How do we get in touch with whoever the fuck Rumbles?
Rick over at Rumble. We have removed...
Nick would know. Yeah, let's get Nick.
The login requirement for the Rumble Video Android app. iPhone coming very soon. You can now use...
Enough's enough, right? This guy's a clown. Let's get some new blood in the Rumble... Straight. Also, Aaron will hate it.
Is the app anonymously. I just retweeted and went, this is an excellent breakthrough for advertising, as potential clients hate having analytics.
So, Mersh's take here, they've, on the Rumble apps, you used to have to log in to watch stuff. Now you don't have to log in at all to watch stuff. And Mersh's take on that is, way to go, stupid Rumble. Now you won't get any analytics. He thinks you have to be logged in to get analytics. It's like if you don't log into YouTube and you just go around watching videos, do you think YouTube's not collecting analytics? This guy's dumb. Like, he's fucking retarded. You'll get way more analytics by opening it up.
Come with me, Aaron. Take my hand. Take my hand. Come with me, and you'll be in a world of pure imagination.
Not creepy at all, by the way.
Hey, Virgie, remember when we were bitching in the pre-show meeting about the analytics and how we'll never have any because Rumble makes it impossible? Well, good news. They just made it even more impossible. Hey, by the way, you fucking amateur retards.
This is him yelling at the only company he has left. He's been run off every platform. He makes no money. Everyone can't stand him. And he constantly just screams at this company. This is a publicly traded company. They know what they're doing. But because they don't jump when Mersh says, jump, he thinks that they're dropping the ball. He doesn't realize how insignificant he is to their entire culture.
You know what you're going to do? You know what you're going to do? I'm already predicting this. Mark my words. All these fucking people that want to destroy your platform have to do now. Let's say I work for the CIA.
Listen to this. Listen to this nutty... Again... All these losers just fantasize about what they're going to do to their enemies. You know what I would do? Listen to this. Here's an idea.
Call me. I'll help. I'll be honest. FBI, CIA, I'm compromised now. Call me. Call me. If you're going to pay me enough, I don't believe in the future of freedom or this country. I don't care about my fellow patriots. They're all fucking grifters, too. I don't give a shit. Daddy wants his money.
So he's fantasizing about the CIA and the FBI calling him to turn over evidence that he has on Rumble. He's doing this on Rumble. Now, what evidence? What does he have on Rumble that he thinks the CIA and the FBI might be interested in? Let's see.
Colby. Hey, CIA, call me for a free consultation. I'll sign an NDA. Whatever we discuss, if we don't come to a deal, I'll walk away. I'll never say a word.
He really, like, you start to realize
how big of a guy. I turned this guy down to go to a strip club and get some steak, and I wrecked his world. You can see how important he thinks he is in his mind, that the FBI or the CIA want to sit down and have a talk in an NDA.
Yeah, I'm for sale. And I'm
the CIA needs an NDA? We'll kill you if you talk. How about that?
A lot cheaper than any of these other fucking it's that pretty much ruined your whole bit.
Okay, so listen to this. This is a crazy little Copy flex. Listen to this. This makes no sense.
Yeah, I'm for sale, and I'm a lot cheaper than any of these other fucking it's that pretty much ruined your whole bit.
I'm for sale. First of all, cool. Very cool. And I'm cheaper than everyone else. Also, very cool. Not only do I have no scruples, my morals are completely hireable. For really cheap. I'm worth nothing. I'm worth nothing. I'll do it so cheap, I'm a giant piece of shit. This guy sucks at everything.
No, Garrett. Gary said, I think that's a good thing. 99% of app users are going to log in and comment and chat anyways. No. All this is doing is creating an opportunity. Now, let's say I work with the CIA and they give me a $4 million budget to fuck over Rumble.
Okay, so I don't, again, why? Let's say the CIA hires me. I work for the CIA, and they give me a $4 million budget to fuck over Rumble. Why does the CIA want Rumble taken down? We may never know. We may never know. This is a Mike Scheel, Mersh original brain fart. This is a complete delusion in his head. But the CIA has hired him to bring down Rumble, okay? $4 million.
Here's all I need to do. All I need
to do. Again, he's on Rumble, and he's throwing out ideas on how he wants to turn on Rumble.
Do is convincingly create a shell company that has just one or two people from Rumble involved in it.
How would that work? We'll just form a company and they'll all be board members without their knowledge.
And they won't even know they're involved in it.
They won't even know. They'll all be the president and the CTO and the sergeant at arms. And they won't even know. We'll just start a company and we'll get a bunch of guys involved in it who won't even know they're involved in it. Go on. I can tell Mersh has thought this out.
And I create that shell company in, let's say, Malaysia.
Okay.
And then what I do is I...
Right next to the airplane.
Buy up a bunch of those farms. You know, those internet engagement farms.
Click farms.
And I create a shell company that just loosely enough looks like it could be affiliated with Rumble, even though it's not. And then I can just have a fucking million phones connected with a million anonymous accounts constantly drumming up Rumble's numbers and doing it just sloppy enough that we eventually get caught by international financial authorities. And then eventually that shit gets brought to the States. And then all of a sudden it's going to look like Rumble is inflating their numbers.
And then it goes to court. And then they find them guilty. And then all of Rumble goes to jail. And then they hand over the rest of Rumble to me to run forever time. And then there's a parade. And then they carry me down the street, and I'm the CIA agent that busted Rumble for the thing I made up that they didn't do. What? He'll pat himself on the back for this thing he just made up a minute. Why is the CIA bringing down Rumble? This sounds like
the worst Hardy Boys ever. The one where the CIA was after Rumble. Right, right. And Mersh was the key to it all? Got it. Do you guys have a fat nobody creator who doesn't draw who we could send to Malaysia to head this operation up? We really need somebody to be the point man for this. What? What the fuck is going on?
You're opening yourself up to someone else framing you for inflating your own numbers, which...
What? He thinks he's, like, cracked some real liability over there. He's like, dude, anyone could just make it look like you're doing something bad by doing something bad and making it look like it's you. Yeah, regular rules. Anybody can do that at any time. Like, what is he talking about, dude?
Which then brings the FBI, the SEC, the FTA, the FTC, the FCC.
Right.
All of that shit.
Okay.
And you're going to be dead.
The NTSB.
What you're doing right now is retarded and is going to hurt this company.
Dude, what you're doing right now, letting me set up that fake company with the CIA to bring you down? That's stupid. You shouldn't let me do that.
Somebody is going to frame you.
What is he talking about? Dude, I don't know why it hasn't happened yet. Somebody's going to do it. They're going to frame you with the Malaysian click farm idea. Hello?
For inflating numbers now because of this. It's like... Everyone that works for Rumble and Locals is this idealist. That or just people that want to have a tech job and pad their resume and then eventually go work for a real company. Gary Maricano says, couldn't you do that anyways? You don't always have to log in to watch from a browser. Yeah, except up until yesterday, up until 49 minutes ago, we had plausible deniability. Now the company is creating an opening for that. So now we can now down the road, they'll go, you created this so you can inflate.
So again... YouTube and every other video platform you can watch without logging in. His whole thing now is like Rumble's over and the leaders are irresponsible because they're going to allow people to watch videos without logging in. You're opening yourselves up to being hacked. You're opening yourself up to being hacked. Fucking idiots.
At your own numbers. You guys are rookie hard morons.
Oh.
You know why I'm better than you, Rumble?
Because
Whoa. I think like a fucking drug dealer. I ran whorehouses and sold drugs for years. I was always cautious.
He ran whorehouses, steakhouses. He was an advertising sales guy. He's an old school radio man. He used to chauffeur Bobo around. He was a stand-up comedian. He's a podcaster. Wow. Wow. I used to pick crabs out of horse teeth. What?
And I was always terrified of the other fucking shoe dropping. And you're a bunch of fucking tech nerds from Canada that have never had so much as a parking ticket in your life. And you think you're taking on the deep state with this fucking, this 20-year-old.
You know what? You know when Chad says Melton thinks he's running shit? Mersh thinks he's running shit. I mean, serious. Mersh thinks he's running shit. I never really knew what that meant until this very moment. Hit the like button. Can you get us over 350? I might stay. Mersh thinks he runs shit. He really does.
Like this feeling of optimism for the future, and you're a bunch of fucking marks, and you're gonna get ripped.
Jesus.
And you're not taking us down with you.
Jesus.
Seriously, FBI, CIA, Democrat Party, call me. I swear to God I'm for sale at this point.
FBI, CIA, Democrat Party, call me. I'll help you bring down Rumble. I know they're your number one target right now. They probably could. Actually, they probably can't figure out how to set up the click farm without Mersh. They're like, Mersh, we heard you know how to set up a click farm in Malaysia. You're the FBI's only contact for this kind of work.
I have I've genuinely given up.
We built Stuxnet, and then we lost all of our skills after that. So if you could teach us how to set up some sort of click farm, that'd be great.
Any hope of anything ending well for us? We know who wins. We know who's going to put the pizza boxes up. We know how 2024 is going to go. I already know. Call me. Call me. All right? I like to drink. I like to gamble. I like to travel. I like to get my dick sucked. I am very, very easily compromised. Yeah, I'm not into the whole CP thing. I'm not into the f***ing kids thing. That's going to be a thing. Like, you're never going to have that over me. But you watch me for long enough, and you'll find me doing something that at least is... we'll get most conservatives to hate me. You know
what the fuck? What is he up to?
You know what I mean? And I'll help you out. I'll tell you everything these cards are doing wrong.
I'll tell you. If you hire me, CIA, I'll tell you everything Rumble's doing wrong. What does he think he knows? I hate, like, dude, everyone has somebody at their company like this who thinks they can bring down the company, and it's like, well, you're fired. Yeah, but I know the secrets of the company. You don't. You don't know shit. You don't know anything. What does he think he knows?
For a fee. Because I don't think Republicans are winning. I don't think conservatives are winning. I don't think America's winning. And I don't think Rumble's going to win.
Wow. He said a lot of stuff there without saying anything.
So... come write me a check, and I'll tell you all the shit these losers are doing wrong. But you have to be with one of the three-letter agencies. I'm not just going to sell out, you know, fucking break a contract.
No TCBY, you hear that?
Track for a company. Yeah, like that. Somebody's got to flash a badge. I need to see credentials. All I want is a little bit of cash. Maybe.
Imagine this guy said he was after you and going to find out all the skeletons in your closet. Oh, no. Oh, no. Before or after the Bush tall boy?
Two or three people's lives ruined. Call me. For real.
FBI. Come with me. Come with me. This is your last chance. CIA. Come with me. I'll teach you OBS. I'll teach you browser sources. I could save all this.
Let's do this. Rumble Premium right now. I got to tell you about this amazing offer.
Oh, no. Rumble Premium. I got to tell you about this amazing offer. Oh, no. Oh, no. CIA, FBI. I'll help you bring down Rumble. Fuck these guys. By the way, speaking of Rumble, I got a tremendous offer for you right now on Rumble Premium. He's really doing... I'm not even kidding. It's not just a commercial. It's a commercial for Rumble Premium. It's a commercial for Rumble. After just advertising, he wants to help the FBI bring him down.
Guys, this sponsorship is from Rumble, one that is incredibly important to the survival of the company.
I can't.
When Rumble first started in 2013, they built the platform for the small creator. They didn't censor or have biases. They were fair.
Yeah, it's time for another commersh. It's a merch commersh.
Treated all creators equally. No one thought...
These are very real ads. You can tell he's passionate about it.
Platforms were going to censor political conversations. They weren't going to censor opinions.
We got a fish lunch.
But they did. Facebook admitted they fell to pressure from the Biden and Harris administration. Rumble did not. They held the line. They're attacked daily for giving us a voice to talk to you. They're attacked in the corporate media. They're attacked by governments like France. They're attacked from brand advertisers that refuse to work for them. Corporate America is fighting to remove speech, and Rumble's fighting to keep it. Rumble won't survive with brand advertisers. They don't get much of it. Oh, that's confidence inspiring. I'm going to blow this ad read, by the way. Hey, if you guys are watching at the Rumble ad read review team, just ignore this. Like, it's $13. You know what I mean? Just reject the ad now. Because I'm going to, at this point, I've had some drinks, and I'm frustrated.
It's $13. He's making fun of Aaron for begging. These guys are doing ad reads for $13. Get a job. Get a job. They're all, he's like, these guys aren't on my level. What level is that? Poverty? Minimum wage? Holes in your socks? Poor! What level is something flashing in the corner of your screen for $13 and you gotta click it? Is it like this? No, because that's 25. That's 25. Thank you, Frank Nebelis, for 20 memberships altogether for this program. Very, very generous. Nice man.
Frustrated, and I've tried to talk to your whole ad team and the people at Locals and the people at Rumble. Nobody ever gets back to us. They don't care, and you guys are running a fucking shit show. So now I'm just going to, you know, whatever. It's fine. This is, put this under the rant category.
Self-sabotage, just spiraling. What's, like, are these guys in trouble? And then, like, if they are, like, why won't they just go get a job? Like, why won't he just go sell Teslas or something?
Don't pay me. It's fine. It's only $13. You can keep it.
$13. I thought these things were $60-$80. Now we're finding out some of these ad reads are $13. And he's like, fuck, I blew it. Fuck. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ.
When you write, by the way, you know what? No, ad team, pay attention to me right now. You know how fucking pathetic this ad read sounds? You know how desperate this sounds?
He just noticed that they all sound incredibly cornball, and they all were, are way too long. You've been reading them forever. You've been reading them forever, you desperate nerd. Tell us all how it goes again. Tell us all how it works again. Meanwhile, they're all just whores.
If you pay me, I will come.
Like, if you don't give us $10 more a month, the company's gonna fucking die. This, who's writing this shit? Seriously.
But that's what you do when you beg for money.
Seriously. And if you think I'm wrong for pointing this out and you don't want to pay me the $13, that's fine. But if you really think I'm out of line and that I'm crazy, escalate it to Chris from Rumble. And let me talk to him about this. Because this is pathetic. And there's no way Chris is listening to this and hearing you guys begging the fucking audience for money and saying, oh, you know what? Oh, God, if we're going to die. We won't even be here tomorrow unless you give me $10 more.
We got to get me a Rumble deal better than his just to drive him nuts. And then I'll blow it up and lose it immediately. But, you know, can we get me a Rumble deal better than his Rumble deal? I'm going to talk to my new best buddy, Nick.
This is the Aaron Imholt of alt tech streaming, and it's pathetic. All this free speech, we're fighting, it's a war. But do you understand basic psychology in ad sales reads? I did copywriting for years. I worked in advertising. I know how this shit works.
I just got done saying you ran drugs and pimps and sold pussy. Is there anything this guy hasn't done? I used to fix copiers on the side.
You're making us sound pathetic, and you're making people feel not confident in the goddamn platform we're supposed to be backing. We put our whole fucking company behind Rumble and Locals. We signed a contract with you guys. And frankly, it's...
You had nowhere else to go. Where are you going to go? Kick? Odyssey?
Fucking pathetic. This kind of ad copy is pathetic. It makes us seem like we're begging and sad and we're on the brink of death. Fix it. Don't pay me this 13. Don't even send me an email to tell me we couldn't approve the...
Big baller, huh? Don't even give me the 13. You know what? You know what? Don't even give me the 13. You keep it. bitch.
Ad read. Don't approve the ad read. Guys, go to rumble.com/premium.
Reject it. Go ahead. Turn this one down. Don't give me the 13.
Premium. Use promo code STUDIO. Get $10
off.
Yeah,
Painkiller makes a good point. In 2 days, he'll be doing a screaming show where he's like, Rumble owes me $13. Ah!
For the year. And give and put more money into this.
I got nowhere else to go.
Literally a sinking ship that is admitting that we're sinking. That's admitting there's a hole in the hull. And if you guys don't all grab a bucket soon, we're going to sink. That's real confidence inspiring from a company we make a lot of money for and can't even answer a fucking simple email a week at later. No, it's really great. You guys are on fire. Go ahead. Escalate this to Chris. Chris, we need to have another fucking shitty fish lunch. I'll win you more money in Vegas. And then you'll
ignore me. We got a fish lunch.
Like you hate my guts. I know I'm not Dana White.
I'll win you more money in Vegas. You know that this guy sat with Mersh on a fucking $5 blackjack table for about 22 minutes? Isn't there footage of Mersh at the blackjack table? Don't worry, I'll win you more money. This guy was probably paying at one of the lower stakes tables he's ever been in his life. Like, Mersh, we were playing the $25 table to make you feel better about being poor. You're poor. You're throwing up on a casino floor on Christmas Day. Poor. Dude, remember that time I won you $43? Okay, pretend like that didn't happen, bitch. Pretend like that didn't happen. And like you don't owe me money, Chris.
I'm not cool. I'm no cat turd. I know I'm not a big name on Twitter. Fix this fucking shit. Get it together, you fucking losers.
If you don't have to get your teeth together, why does he have to get his platform together? You can't get your teeth straight. You've been the CEO of those chompers since birth. When are you going to get those in line? When are we going to be able to crack open those books and have a look-see? Didn't you used to work in sales, or was it steak and pussy? I can't remember. You want to tell your teeth about the plan to get it organized?
Listen to me, Rumble. Hi, I'm Mersh. I do Nightwave Radio, Revenge of the Sis. If I could go into those Rumble and local studios, I would fire 80% of you because you're not getting the fucking job done.
Right, but you can't get in because you don't work there. And even if you did steal somebody's swipe card and get in there, you wouldn't fire anybody because you don't work there. You'd walk in and be like, 80% of you are fired. And they'd be like, who are you? Security. And then you'd be carted out. So let me get your fantasy straight. If I could get in that building, I'd fire 80% of you. I'm sorry. If I worked there and was in a position of power, and then of course I'd be able to get into the building because I'd be there in a position of power. And then I'd fire out of you. This is like Aaron Imholt fantasizing about hurting all of his exes. Oh, yeah. If I ever didn't have to pay child support, I'd hurt my cousin so bad. Fantasize more.
Well, I don't think I'm getting
I just realized they all are playing a clip. They all are playing a clip in their head. Play a clip. We never stop. We never stop playing a clip. Our clips of delusion.
Made for that one. I don't think they're going to pay me for that one. But they're going to watch it. Nickerdale for 10. Literally, the only reason I have Rumble now is because I watch you guys and I don't donate as much as I should because Rumble sucks a dick and takes homies' money. Well, thank you, but that's why you go to the... God damn it. Nickerdale, go to revengeofthesis.com/nightwave. Why are you doing this to me? The Cash App thing was right on the fucking screen.
We're going to set up supertip.gg/nightwave. We're just going to set that up and steal it all.
Gambling money. See, I just looked at the Cash App again. It's not looking great.
Guys, I just looked at my Cash App. You guys aren't giving me anything. What gives? Not you.
And then somebody's like, yeah, man, I try not to donate too much because Rumble takes too much. I give you fucking 15 alternatives of how to donate so I can get.
So remember when he was just yelling at Aaron about yelling at his listeners? Dude, he's yelling at his pay pigs. What are you doing? And not in a cute way like me and James Bomber.
Literally like 80% more money after taxes. And you're like, I don't know, man. I got to click a whole thing. Then that's a whole thing. Rumble sucks dick. I'm saying it. They're not taking it seriously.
You guys act like you don't even want to be a streaming platform. Get it together, Rumble. You pieces of shit. We got a lot of merch to go over. It's, I'm glad he wants to get involved in the Dabbleverse. We'll get involved. We'll get involved. I'll wreck all of ya. I'll wreck all of ya. We can't have a members only. I'm going to get out of here in a minute. We can't have a members only show Friday night unless it's really late. Maybe we do one really late. So maybe we'll do that Saturday for the members only. I do plan on still doing a Friday show. I know it's Friday at almost 3 a.m. now or whatever, but midday Friday show. If you're really good and you deserve it. People going, boo, boo. Look, man, I've had some other projects this week for some other enterprises. And they've required a lot more attention than I thought. So I think that's done. But who knows what time I'll get to bed tonight. So we'll do midday show tomorrow. I'm busy tomorrow night. I might be busy Saturday night, but we will have we'll do a members only program this week. Hopefully Aaron does a Rumble Friday. I don't know. But anyway, leave a comment. If you have any questions for Nick Ricada, leave them in the comments. And I'll ask him because we're like best friends now. And you can leave a comment for him. He's definitely lurking and checking out the channel because we're like best friends now. And you just hit the like button because we're like best friends now. And we're like best. Painkiller says these are false promises.
Your manner is most unbecoming of a gentleman. Would you be high on cigarettes?
I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit them yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes.
The question posed to stupid hoes who don't get it yet. Excuse me, miss. Are you high on cigarettes? I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit them yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes.
All the laughter that you deploy if you listen to the show, boy. Patrick melting faces have you stacking an LO point. It's the low point, not the reason. The reason is fucking gold. Gonna make the taco pony party be a party of soul. Gonna make you vandalize a van with a pedal sticker so bold the family probably get arrested before they get down the road. Or stupid motherfuckers just...